Good morning, this is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. It's a beautiful day in Chicagoland. It's Friday, April 27th of 1973. How are you out there in Radio Land? You know what day it is? Today is Arbor Day, A-R-B-O-R. It's National Arbor Day, and it's a day to encourage the planting, protection, and appreciation of shade and forest trees. Well, we're in the shade. At least this is a little shaden area over here. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock on this bright, sunny morning. In the closet this morning, we have Paul Whiteman, Dinah Shore, Jimmy Dorsey, Archie from Duffy's Tavern, Dennis Day, Judy Garland, Boris Karloff on Inner Sanctum. And since this is Arbor Day, we thought we'd invite you to come up with some songs about trees and things like that. You know, let's see how many songs that we can name that have tree in the title. Like A Tree in the Meadow, or this one. If you know, if you can think of some song. We're going to play Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree by the Andrews Sisters. But we want to make a list this morning of tree songs. If you've got a tree song you can think of, why don't you give us a call at 475-1590 or 273-3590 and we'll add the list. We'll put the list together for tree songs today. 475-1590 or 273-3590. And let's sing a tree song. Okay, those are the Andrews Sisters singing a tree song on this Arbor Day, 1973. It's 12 minutes after 7. That was Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. 46 degrees along the lakefront and at O'Hare, 47 officially at Midway. Got some good tree titles in here. The Lemon Tree, right? And Under the Banyan Tree. I think that's a song, Under the Banyan Tree. I Talk to the Trees. Thank you for calling in with that one. And a couple people said, hey, don't forget, I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. Of course, there was music set to that poem, Trees by Joyce Kilmer. Liked everything she wrote.
Hold it. If you're planning to hire a contractor to dig a trench or sewer for you, or if you are a contractor, please call the Illinois Bell Repair Service before you dig. One crunch of a shovel into a buried cable might knock thousands of phones out of business and cut people off from phone help in emergencies. So let our experts show you where the buried cable lies. Call Illinois Bell's Repair Service before you dig. Dig?
Okay, well, let's see. You got a caller here. Hello, you're on the air. You have a tree song for us?
The Trail of the Lonesome Pine.
The Trail of the Lonesome Pine. All right, I'll buy that. That's a good one. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Trail. Hello, good morning. You're on the air. You have a tree song for us?
Yeah, good morning, Chuck. How about the Woodchopper's Ball?
Ah, all right. All right, I'll buy that. The
okay.
Good enough.
We were out seeing Eddie Arnold last night. That was quite a show.
It was a good show, huh?
Oh, yeah, enjoyed it.
Did he sing a tree song?
I can't remember. He sang all our old favorites, and that was good enough for me.
Oh, good. He's out at the Mill Run Theater through the weekend, I believe.
Yeah, he was last night. I think it's a couple days only.
Yeah. Are the Ding-a-ling sisters there, too?
Yeah, those dirty old men liked them.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't sit under the apple tree.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye now. Hello, good morning. You're on the air. You got a tree song for us?
High Hopes.
High Hopes.
That's the one with the rubber tree plant.
Oh, that's right. All right. Yeah. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good. I'll buy that, too. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Well, see, now we're getting some more tree songs, and maybe you've got a tree song or a related tree song for us, and you'd like to give us a call at 475-1590 or 273-3590. Maybe we can put these together for a little while this morning. We're going to be tuning into the Paul Whiteman Show. We'll take another call or so. Good morning. You're on the air. You have a tree song for us?
Yes. How about Tree Coins in the Fountain?
What's that?
Tree Coins in the Fountain.
Tree Coins in the Fountain.
And how about the Joyce Kilmer? Joyce Kilmer was not a her. It was a him.
Oh, it was, hey? Mm-hmm. Well, you're putting me on. I'm putting you on. We're even, all right?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Hello. You're on the air. Got a tree song for us?
The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane.
All right, the Naughty Lady of Shady Lane. That's a good one.
Okay.
That's good. We'll buy that. Thank you. 15 minutes after 7 o'clock on this beautiful Friday morning. It's Arbor Day 1973. If you have a tree song that you'd like to share with us, just give us a buzz at 475-1590 or 273-3590. Good morning. You're on the air. How about a tree song for us?
The Falling Leaves. That's an autumn tree.
The Falling Leaves. Well, Autumn Leaves, that's the song, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
That's okay. Thank you. Want to get one of those leaf and debris bags from Northwest Federal Savings for those fallen leaves and autumn leaves and stuff like that. Well, let's see. Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, yes, the Sweetheart Tree.
The Sweetheart Tree. That's
good.
It's
from a movie called The Great Race.
From The Great Race. Oh, yes, that's right. That was a good flick, too, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Has that been on TV lately?
Not that I've seen, no.
No, it seems that they were... I think they did have it on television in a couple of parts.
On TV, but not recently.
Not recently. Okay, well, thank you very much for your tree song. Okay. Good morning. You're on the air. Have a tree song for us?
I have a couple of them. How about Christmas Tree or Old Christmas Tree?
Old Christmas Tree, right.
Lollipop Tree.
The Lollipop Tree.
Little Green Apples.
all right.
And Green Grow the Lilacs.
A green grow the lilacs. That's fine. That's good. Okay, you win. Instantly, you and all of those who have called are going to get an invisible facsimile today from us, okay?
What is an invisible facsimile?
Well, let's see. We'll have to do a whole Saturday afternoon show on invisible facsimiles one of these days, all right?
All right.
In the meantime, it's the greatest thing you've never seen, though.
Oh, I see.
Okay. You do. I'm glad. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the air. Got a tree song for us?
Yellow Ribbon.
Yellow Ribbons?
Mm-hmm. It's a brand new song. It's when a guy comes from prison and he wants his girlfriend to put a yellow ribbon on the old oak tree.
Ah, all right. Okay. Did she put the yellow ribbon on the old oak tree?
100 of them.
100 of them. Okay. Well, that certainly qualifies. And give that man a box of invisible facsimiles. Thank you for calling. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, how about the lemon tree?
Yeah, we got that early in the game this morning.
I missed it.
How about another one?
No, it's all.
Would you think about, what's a tree-related song that Nat Cole used to sing?
The Old Oaken Bucket.
No. Now, we can't get into wooden things that are made from trees, you know. No, Nat used to sing A Blossom Fell, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that might qualify. All right, thank you for calling. Have a nice day. All right. Well, let's see. We've got to get into the Paul Whiteman show from not so long ago, and we'll continue to take some calls from you and make up a list of tree songs, or it looks like we're getting some related tree songs, and we're even getting some phony tree songs. But if you've got a tree song you'd like to add to our list, you might want to give us a buzz at 475-1590 or 273-3590 or 3590. It's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. Made from the wood of an old oak tree or something like that. 46 degrees along the lakefront and at O'Hare, 47 degrees officially at Midway. We're going back into the 1940s for the Paul Whiteman Show. Here's part one.
Hiya, Pops.
Hiya, Dinah.
Tell me, Pops, what's on the rack?
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight.
Don't think my arms can make it.
You might make it on the third try.
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Eyes that I just idolize. When they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a rocking like a motorboat. Oh, I never knew a neighbor like you.
Put your arms around me, honey.
Cuddle up a little closer.
Why don't you huddle up and cuddle up?
Hold me tight with all your might. Oh, oh, I never knew any boy like you.
Say, Dinah, you and Pops must be sure, by the way, to come up to my house tonight.
Oh, we'll be there.
Well, you better be. I'm cooking a big dinner with my own little hands, you know. Got everything ready but the salad.
What's the trouble?
Well, every time I put the Russian dressing on one side, the German sausage runs out the other.
You know where I shine is making pies and cakes, Bill.
Oh, really, Dinah? Is that so? Do you know how to make an apple turnover?
Sure, you just sneak up behind it and give it a quick push. Have have nothing at all. But please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weep. And my heart may grow dizzy and fall, and if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no.
Paul Whiteman ever got together all the famous alumni of the Whiteman Band, two of the most important members would be the Dorsey brothers. For both Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey were for years an important part of the Whiteman group. And dropping in tonight from the Hollywood Palladium, where his band is really packing them in, is none other than the world's greatest saxophonist, Jimmy Dorsey.
Hi, Jim.
Hiya, Pop. It's been a long time since I played with you and the boys.
Yes, it has. How do you like leading a band of your own now?
Well, it's better than working.
You know, Jimmy, I have to hand it to you for getting as far as you have with such a handicap.
What handicap?
That saxophone.
Don't knock it, Dinah. The sax is a pretty important instrument.
I've got eight neighbors who would disagree with you, Paul.
Shucks, with my fiddle, I don't even have neighbors. But just to prove what can be done with that gilded gobble pipe, Jimmy, suppose you and the boys in the band get together with your own compositions. Oodles of noodles.
Thank you.
swell, Jimmy. Anytime you want your old job back, just look me up.
And Jimmy Dorsey on the Paul Whiteman Show. That's a good one. From the World War II years there. And we'll get back to Pops and his gang in a little while. Before we break for the news, I want to relate to you some of the tree titles that have been coming in. And hey, listen, I know, you know, we talked about trees, the song and the poem Trees. Joyce Kilmer wrote. Joyce Kilmer was a man, right? Yeah, I knew that, and we faked you out or something on that. Too many people said, hey, don't you know that Joyce Kilmer is a man? Well, yes, indeed, we did. Okay, anyway, here's some of the tree titles or tree-related songs that came in. Maybe you've got one you want to add to our list and give us a buzz at 475-1590 or 273-3590. Pine cones and holly berries, in the shade of the old apple tree, the green leaves of summer. A young man called up, said, how about Rock-a-bye Baby in the Treetop, the Money Tree? One wise guy said, Oklahoma. And then he added, you were meant for me. bad. Under the Bamboo Tree, the Maple Leaf Rag. And finally, somebody zipped in with, my country, tis of thee. All right. Well, if you've got a tree song or a tree-related song, you want to give us a buzz at 475-1590 or 273-3590. We'll add it to the list. And in the meantime, we'll take a break for the news headlines. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD 1590 on your radio dial. Good morning. I'm Bob Abello with the news on the hour. An agreement has been reached in Tokyo to end the worst transportation strike in Japanese history. That problem now is whether union leaders can talk various factions into returning to work. And the first top-level casualty of the Watergate scandal is Assistant Commerce Secretary Jeb Stuart Magruder, who served as deputy director of the Nixon campaign. Administration sources say that he has turned in his resignation. Also in the headlines, electrical workers who man a key ground tracking station for Skylab have gone on strike, but Cape Kennedy spokesmen say that the walkout is not expected to interrupt the final tests. Police in Santiago, Chile have arrested more than 250 persons in what they term the worst outbreak of violence in 6 months. Thousands of students protesting education reforms battled with police last night and earlier today. About a dozen black persons walked out of Governor Walker's accountability session in East St. Louis last evening, demonstrating dissatisfaction with the administration. The head of the United Front, Rex Smith, told newsmen that black persons feel the Walker administration is ignoring an agenda of problems. Smith said it might be the people around the governor, but whoever it is, they're forgetting people who, in his words, beat the bushes for Walker's election. Those are the headlines. WLTD weather is next.
Polk Brothers has thousands of customer friends in the western suburbs, and for a long time they've asked us, why not a store for us? So, Western Suburbs, we'd like to invite you to the grand opening of your Polk Brothers. It's in Glen Ellen, the Market Plaza on Roosevelt Road between Park Boulevard and Main Street. The world's most complete selection of appliances, TV, stereo, fantastic record department, staffed by Polk sales counselors and starring names like General Electric, Motorola, RCA, Westinghouse, Frigidaire, Zenith, Hotpoint. Extra low grand opening Polk prices, acres of free parking, Polk trade-in allowances, free delivery, all those things Polk has become famous for almost 40 years. So we hope you'll bring the family and stop by to say hello. Of course, Polk stores all over Chicagoland are filled with Glen Ellen Grand Opening Celebration sale prices right now. So remember, all Polk stores, nightly till 10, Sundays until 6.
Fair and cooler outside with frost likely later on this evening. The highs will be around 50 this afternoon and the lows this evening in the lower 30s. Saturday, fair and just about the same with the highs back up around 50. Winds will be out of the north by 15 to 25 miles an hour this afternoon. And we have a 5% chance of rain throughout the afternoon and the evening and then once again on Saturday. Along the lakefront and at O'Hare, 46 degrees, Midway officially 47, with a humidity at 43%. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
Hi, this is Paul Malloy, and every weekday at 5:55, I'll be bringing you the latest news from the sports world. We'll not only cover the national sports scene, but also the North Shore sports, including Northwestern, Evanston High School, and area Little League action. Join me Monday through Friday for Sports Report at 5:55 p.m. here on WLTD.
Hello, fans. This is Bob Elson with the play-by-play action on the friendliest game in town over at Northwest Federal Savings. If you're running for home this year, then you'll want to be sure to touch bases with Northwest Federal's winning team. They're all pros, and that help you get in shape for that new home you've been saving for. Northwest Federal's coaching staff has all the answers about home ownership, and you'll score big when you team up with Northwest Federal. Play ball in your own backyard with Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero. That's in Chicago. Spring 7-7-200.
Good morning. It's Arbor Day. This is Chuck Shaden in the hall closet from WLTD, 25 minutes before 8 o'clock, and we're talking about trees today because it is Arbor Day, and we're trying to put together a whole list of tree songs or tree-related songs. And if you have a couple of song titles that you'd like to add to our list, you might want to give us a buzz at 475-1590 or 273-3590. And let's see, during the news, lots of calls come in. Here are a few things. A gal who remembers someone, a banjoist at the Merry Garden Ballroom playing A Shady Tree. And then someone says, how about the theme from the movie The Hanging Tree, which was a name of a song itself. Another idea is Hang Your Heart on a Hickory Limb. And another wise guy says, Tree for Two. I'll drink to that. Sparrow in the Treetop. Willow, Weep for Me. We got lots of them here. Before that, we had the lemon tree and trees. Don't sit under the apple tree. A tree in the meadow. Let's see. Got an idea for us on a tree song? Whoops. Well, cut out of that one. We must have said the song right as he was coming in on that. Well, I'll tell you what. We're running a little bit behind. So if you have a tree song you'd like to add to our list of tree songs, give us a call, 475-1590. Tree a Little Tenderness, somebody said. Watch that, will you please? 475-1590 or 273-3590. And while we're putting together some more names, let's get back to the Paul Whiteman Show.
Those of us who keep an ear to our radio sets are familiar with the character of Archie, manager of the mythical Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Well, Archie's in Hollywood, casing the local beaneries and busy bees, seeking out new ideas to improve the service at Duffy's, a joint of which is famous for the lack of same. To have the privilege of welcoming such a prominent tycoon to our midst is indeed a deep and forlorn pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Archie.
Thank you. Paul, you know Archie, don't you?
Hi, Arch. How do you like California? Been seeing the sights?
Oh, yeah, I've been around. Been to most of the hot spots. Schwab's Drugstore. Santa Monica. I got a great big kick out of that Grandma's Chinese restaurant.
That's Grandma's Chinese Theater.
No wonder I couldn't get a table. Yeah, I like them autographs in the cement there. You know, them handprints and footprints.
You see mine there?
Was that yours? Thought that was a shell hole. Yeah, it's a great thing, that cement. They got Betty Grable's legs, Jimmy Durante's nose, you know, Frank Sinatra's hands.
Sinatra's hands?
Yeah.
Where?
They got them right next to Crosby's throat. excuse me a minute. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Yeah, I'm still here in California. Guess who I'm talking to? Paul Whiteman. Yeah, the big concerto. What? Get him to play in a tavern? Duffy, Whiteman wouldn't fit in our joint. No, he fits better in a place like the Hollywood Bowl. Why, certainly. And anyway, we couldn't afford him. You know, the guy'd probably want 50 or 60 bucks a week. Huh? Talking over with him? No, Duffy, it's no use. The guy don't need no money. He's worth a fortune. Well, you remember them old days when the musicians used to pass their hats? Whiteman used to pass his pants. Exactly. He amassed a fortune. Now we better forget him. By the way, Duffy, while I was out here, guess who I bumped into today? Moriarty. Yeah, he looks great. He told me he just had a blessed event in his family. Yeah, his wife got a job. Yeah. Well, he's very happy about it, you know, because nobody's worked in his family for a long time except his mother, you know. She's 74, you know. Pretty old for a steeplejack. Huh? Moriarty lazy? No, he ain't lazy, Duffy. He worked very hard to get his mother this job. Yeah, he tried at everything here, you know. Sandhog, jockey, longshoreman, engine wiper, even had her in a four-round bout at the Legion Stadium. Huh? Ah, she only lasted two rounds. Yeah, had a glass jaw. Huh? Well, okay, if I see Moriarty again, I'll give me a regards, huh? Okay, so long, Duffy.
No kidding, Archie. What are you doing out here in Hollywood?
Well, I'm a cinema star. Over at Paramount, but they're keeping it a secret.
A secret?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's sacrilege. You know, a guy like myself every day should be in, you know, like Patty LaHopper's or Lulu Parsons' column. With them items like Archie and Pauline Goddard have fifth. Or who is the tall, good-looking newcomer seen at the Crocodero? Which reminds me, by the way, of the motive why I came up here today.
What's that?
Well, why couldn't I start a romance with this Dinah Shore?
Why not?
Well, tell me, Paul, what kind of a dame is she?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, have you ever been out with her? Yeah.
What?
Well, I was wondering, you know, how is she? You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I mean, can she,
Can she what?
Whiteman, can she dance?
I don't know. Why don't you talk it over with her?
Well, why not? Call her over.
Oh, Dinah.
Yes, Pop.
Oh, Dinah, this is Archie.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, I do pretty good. listen, Dine. leave us not shilly-dally.
What?
Well, how about you and me fall in love? Just for the newspapers, of course. Nothing platonic. No, to me, dames is dames. They talk too much and eat likewise. I want you to know right off the bat, this is just be for the publicity.
You and me in love, nobody would believe it.
Why not? You ain't such a bad-looking tomato. No, and as for me, I think I can say with all due conceit that I ain't without no total lack of charm. I'm fairly witty. I have a reasonable number of intelligence. As for looks, you can see for yourself. I ain't saying that I'm the height of masculine punkitude, but I ain't saying I'm no bum, neither.
Archie, how tall are you?
6 feet.
What do you weigh?
118. You see? We'd make a very attractive couple. Yeah, travel with me, Don, and you'll be in a column. In the headlines, you know, some quote, who was the Titian head seen with Archie at Brown's Derby? Who was that ordering raviolis at the farmer's market with Archie? Yeah, the first thing you know, you'll be in pictures, wearing sables. I feel another headline coming up.
What?
Archie marries Dinah Shore.
I marry you?
Why not? Right away, you can take off $400 for a dependent. You know, talking about marriage, you know, I often say to myself as I sit in my duplex apartment, I got a duplex, you know, two bathrooms. I say, Archie, whither is this single blissedness getting you, you know? Hunting, hunting, hunting for the abstruse. Shooting grouses in the morning, riding to the foxes in the afternoon, bagging ducks at night. You know, that kind of life is all right if you want to open up a meat market. But, you know, it ain't for me. I gotta settle down, really.
But why?
Well, you see, Mater is getting impatient.
Mater?
Yeah, the old man. He's getting very impatient. He wants me to get married, you know, and give him an heirloom.
Well, Archie, it's very sweet of you, but I just can't let you make this sacrifice.
Well, what have I got to lose?
No, Archie, forget me. Stay single. Go out with other girls. Get your name in columns. Be a movie star. And someday when you have your gorgeous mansion in Beverly Hills, maybe it'll be near my little place. And maybe I'll open my window late some night and croon a love song. Croon it just for you.
Well, don't make it too late, Donnie. You know, big picture. Big picture star like me's got to have a little rest, you know.
Eden's Plaza Shopping Center, where you can shop with confidence for all the family. Eden's Plaza Shopping Center, where Eden's Expressway, Skokie Boulevard, and Lake Avenue meet at Wilmette. Eden's Plaza Shopping Center, easy to reach, easy to park, easy to shop.
Eden's Plaza State Bank, waiting to serve you at Eden's Plaza, Wilmette. This is Chuck Shaden in the hall closet from WLTD. It's 14 minutes before 8 o'clock, 46 degrees along the lakefront, 46 at O'Hare, and 46 officially at Midway, 47 at Midway. Lots of tree songs. Let's see, Trail of the Lonesome Pine, Little Little Maple. And I said, gee, I haven't heard of Little Little Maple. A young man called in. He says, oh, I heard that on your station last night. I said, you did? And he said, yeah, on that Yesterday program. Well, he heard Mike Schwimmer on the Yesterday Shop yesterday afternoon. And a ragtime thing, I would bet. Little Maple. Good enough. They cut down the old pine tree was another one, and Under the Old Shade Tree. A few more, too. If you have a tree song or a tree-related song, tree little words. Who's somebody coming with tree little words? Give us a call at 475-1590 or 273-3590. Want to remind you that you can get that Great Moments in Cubs Baseball record album, 40 Years of Sports Sounds, on the only long-playing album like it anywhere. It's not a recreation, but you'll hear actual voices of Cubs broadcasters from Quinn Ryan to Jack Brickhouse. You can enjoy this Great Moments in Cubs Baseball album for only $3.98. And if you act now, we'll also include a free copy of Hey, Hey, Holy Mackerel, the Chicago Cubs song. Now, the album and record combination, a $6.25 value, is yours for only $3.98. Send the baseball records, WLTD, Evanston, 60202. Great Moments in Cubs Baseball, plus Hey, Hey, Holy Mackerel. Send $3.98 to baseball records, WLTD, Evanston, 60202. Good morning. You're on the air. You have a tree song for us?
I have a couple of them for you.
Okay.
The Lady from 29 Palms.
Ah, that's good. All right.
Poinciana.
Poinciana.
That's a tree.
It is a tree. You know, I always get that confused with poinsettias.
No.
No, poinciana. Yeah, that's right. How about, have you ever heard of, was there a song, Under the Spreading Chestnut Tree?
That's a poem, but I never heard of it as a song.
Yeah, the village smithy.
Yeah. Wadsworth Longfellow's poem.
Yeah, right. Well, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Trying to put together some tree songs for you on this Arbor Day, Friday, April 27th of 1970 tree. We've got lots of good things coming up. We're going to get back to the last portion of that Paul Whiteman show, too, because we've got to get that out of the way before 8 o'clock to make room for lots more coming up this morning. We've got a Dennis Day comedy show and Judy Garland at the Palace in 1967. And we've got Boris Karloff on Inner Sanctum. So, you know, you'll want to stick around for that. Good morning. You have a tree song? Oh, no way. Didn't have that one. Okay, let's get back to the Paul Whiteman show.
In Dinah's new picture, Thank Your Lucky Stars, she sings a swell new tune called How Sweet You Are. Well, we can thank our lucky stars, because Dinah's going to sing it right here and now. Make it as sweet as you are, Dinah. Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus have chosen a medley of three songs from the Richard Rodgers Broadway hit, Oklahoma.
People will say we're in love.
Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't close like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove.
Thank you, Dinah, Paul, and the whole gang for giving us a summer season of really swell music.
Oh, we got a great kick out of doing it, didn't we, Pop?
Dinah, we sure did.
Oh, say, kids, got a telegram here.
Who's it from?
It's from Charlie McCarthy.
Really?
It says, to whom it may concern. Dear to whom. Push up the ceiling and shove back the walls and get the joint all mopped up, because I'm coming back on the air next Sunday and I'm going to need plenty of room. Stop. I'm going to have the old gang with me, among which will be my old pal, the Swedish knight and goon, Edgar Bergen, and his pal, not mine, the Quince Prince of the Cornbelt, Mortimer Snurd. Stop. And then I'm going to have two very funny guys who call themselves William Gaxton and Victor Moore. Dale Evans is coming back, too. So is Ray Noble and his orchestra, and the Sportsman Quartet. Stop. We're going to have a new guy on the show named Bill Goodwin, who better not start any trouble with me or I'll mow him down. I wish he was going to do the mowing, child. And for my first guest next Sunday, I'm going to welcome the ever-vacious, ever-vescent, ever-lovely queen of the screen, girl of my dreams, a cutie and a beauty, Jean Arthur. Tell all the people to tune us in at the same time as always. Signed, Charlie McCarthy. End of message.
And there was the Paul Whiteman Show, as you now learned, a substitute summer show for the Charlie McCarthy program. And it was a kind of a good show. Glad to share it with you this morning in the hall closet. This is Chuck Shaden from WLTD. It's 2 minutes before 8 o'clock. Weatherman says going to be a nice day today, a little cool, but really good all day long. High around 50. Tonight's going to be fair and a little colder with frost likely away from Lake Michigan, low in the lower 30s. It's 46 right now. At the lakefront and at O'Hare, it's 47 officially at Midway. Lots of tree songs coming in, and we'll get to them in a half a second here. If you'd like our cassette of the month for the month of April, you better order it quick because April is rapidly running away from us. Our April cassette is the Bob Hope Show with his guest Fred Astaire and Jerry Colonna and Vera Vague. And on the other side, Dick Powell stars as Richard Diamond, private detective. If you'd like the April cassette, send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, Illinois, 60053. That's $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. We'll send your cassette tape of the month right away And that's it. There's no obligation. If you want our May cassette, well, tune in next week. We'll be talking about the May cassette. It's Radio Month. We've got a goodie for you. And then you can order it if you like. Nothing is sent automatically. So don't forget to get your April cassette, The Bob Hope Show and Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Tree songs, Tree Little Fishies. It's the Coconut Grove. Tree Blind Mice. Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. I Talk to the Trees from Paint Your Wagon. And the Sweetheart Tree. And someone says, well, you ought to have Charlie McCarthy's show on this morning. Well, we had a telegram from Charlie anyway. And we'll have some more of these. If you have some tree songs, give us a buzz at 475-1590 or 273-3590. And we'll add your tree songs to our list on this Arbor Day. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. We'll be back after the news. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD Evanston, 1590 on your radio dial, and it's 8 a.m. Good morning. I'm Bob Abella with the news on the hour. Sources in the administration say Jeb Stuart Magruder has resigned as Assistant Secretary of Commerce. Magruder was President Nixon's deputy campaign manager and is considered a central figure in the investigation of the Watergate bugging case. The New York Daily News says acting FBI Director Patrick Gray will tell a grand jury that he burned files from the safe of Watergate conspirator E. Howard Hunt. A White House official says the documents were politically sensitive but not connected with Watergate. Also in the news, American Phantom fighter bombers were called in to aid government troops battling a communist force within 5 miles of Phnom Penh. The communists have penetrated to within 2 miles of the Cambodian capital. That's the closest approach of their 87-day offensive. Bickering between Saigon officials and the Viet Cong has brought on a last-minute delay in the exchange of nearly 1,400 civilian prisoners. The 90-day deadline proclaimed in the ceasefire agreement for freeing all prisoners expires tomorrow. The Big Island of Hawaii is picking up debris from the moderately strong earthquake which shook all the major islands in the Hawaiian chain yesterday. At the town of Hilo, one building collapsed, water mains broke, and walls cracked. Doctors at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore report development of a heart pacemaker that can be recharged painlessly through the skin. The co-developer of the device, Dr. Kenneth Lewis, says it can last for at least 20 years. Also in the news, Governor Walker ordered another 50 Illinois National Guardsmen to duty yesterday, putting at 260 the number of part-time soldiers on flood duty. He took the action shortly after President Nixon declared Illinois a major flood disaster area, clearing the way for allocation of emergency relief funds. The Mississippi still at record levels and still is rising this morning. Thousands of persons have been forced from their homes, and volunteers, including high school students, loaded sandbags yesterday to battle the Fox River, a Mississippi tributary in the northern Illinois. The Mississippi is not expected to crest in the St. Louis area until tomorrow, but the National Weather Service River District in Peoria did have some good news. The weatherman says that Rock River above Peoria did begin to fall yesterday. Governor Walker and Mary Lee Leahy will conduct a news conference in Chicago this morning. Their main topic will be the Senate rejection yesterday of Mrs. Leahy as director of the Environmental Protection Agency. Chicago Democrats and downstate Republicans combined to defeat the nomination, Walker's second major setback in the area of appointments. Finally in the news, the murder case of wealthy horseman Silas Jane and two other men charged in the shooting death of George Jane may go to the jury today. One defense witness may be called today before the prosecution and defense attorneys present their closing arguments to the jury. The state has charged Silas Jane with paying to have his brother killed. WLTD News Time is 8:04.
Want to put new excitement into your rooms? Here's how to do it. Add beautiful paneling of Masonite Royal Coat, stunningly different for any room in the home. At Miller Brothers Lumber Company, 4918 West Lawrence, you'll find a complete selection of paneling, home of the famous Masonite Royal Coat name. There are colors and styles to fit any decor, including the one paneling design you've been wanting. Whether you're a contractor, builder, or do-it-yourselfer, you can depend on the quality materials from Miller Brothers Lumber Company. You're invited to visit the showroom and see the latest in Masonite panelings, and to see them for lumber, millwork, insulation, and other building materials you need for any job. Since 1928, Miller Brothers have been known for quality, reliability, and fast service as well as down-to-earth prices. Miller Brothers Lumber Company, 4918 West Lawrence, open daily till 4:30. For delivery, call Avenue 3, 3460.
Partly cloudy skies and cooler today with the highs up around 50 degrees. Fair and cold this evening with frost likely away from Lake Michigan. The lows will be in the lower 30s this evening. On Saturday, pretty much the same thing. The highs back up around 50 with the winds this afternoon out of the north by about 15 to 25 miles an hour, diminishing later on this evening to 8 to 12. The probability of rain 5% throughout the day and the evening, and then once again on Saturday, with the 8 a.m. temperatures along the lakefront 46 degrees, O'Hare 48, Midway officially is 49, and the humidity 37%. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
There's a nice surprise inside each Walgreens. So don't you drive by. Stop in and say hi. There's something to please.
Walgreens' spring flying sale is full of nice surprises like 100 home vitamin E, 200 milligrams, regularly $3.89, only $2.87 at Walgreens.
Yes, it's the big band sound on WLTD. This is Robert Ellens inviting you to tune in every Saturday at noon for an hour's worth of the best music this side of yesterday as we present all those big band sounds. Betty Goodman, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, and others. And big band singers, too. Frank Sinatra, Skinny Ennis, and Wee Bonnie Baker. Yes, we've got them all for you every Saturday on the Big Band Show on WLTD.
And that's Robert Ellens, and he'll be along tomorrow at noontime before our Those Were the Days third anniversary program tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock on WLTD. This is Chuck Shaden. Good morning once again on a beautiful Friday in Chicago. It's Arbor Day. You want to go out and plant a tree today someplace? Or don't chop down a tree or anything like that. But maybe you'll help us put together a list of tree songs or tree-related songs or something like that. We've had lots of them coming in this morning. If you have one or two, give us a call at 475-1590 or 273-3590. Did you know Cushman's of Winnetka carries the original Waffle Stompers? The Waffle Stompers are the original mountain climbing shoes, often imitated but never duplicated. The shoes have Vibram soles and 100% cushioned insoles. Waffle Stompers are so comfortable you'll want to sleep in them. They're made for men and women, and their casual appearance makes them appropriate for your informal dress. Cushman's of Winnetka has also added a great new line of men's footwear. Freeman shoes with the Free Flex sole for Waffle Stompers or Freeman Free Flex. It's Cushman's at 810 Elm Street in Winnetka. Chuck Shaden in the hall closet from WLTD. Let's see if we've got a tree song around the air. Hello, you got a tree song for us?
Yeah, the Hanging Tree.
The Hanging Tree?
Hanging Tree.
Hanging Tree, yeah.
And then a couple other related ones. Tom Dooley, you know, it says, this time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be, down on some lonesome valley hanging from White Oak Tree.
Oh, wow, all right.
And then the green, green grass of home. It talks about the old oak tree that he used to play on.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yes, boy, they're coming through with the tree songs, aren't they?
We're gonna toss our cares away, soak up the sun all day.
Take a great big breath of fresh air. It's a great time for a picnic.
This month, Frigidaire dependability and convenience isn't all you get when you buy selected Frigidaire refrigerators. What you do get is just about everything you need for a great spring picnic at no extra charge. First, you get a sturdy wooden picnic basket. In it, you find a checkered tablecloth, four unbreakable picnic plates and cups, four sets of stainless steel utensils, even a great picnic recipes book. So this month, discover why every refrigerator is not a Frigidaire. And have a picnic.
It's a great time for a picnic.
Have a picnic at Townhouse TV and Appliances, 7243 West Toohey, just west of Harlem. We're open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturday until 6. Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer. Well, some more tree songs at 9 minutes after 8 in Chicagoland. Chuck Shaden in the hall closet. Someone called in with a walk in the Black Forest, and that would be logical, I guess. How about Chim Chim Cheree? I don't know about that one, Chim Chim Cheree. Hello, you have a song for us?
Yeah, my mother used to sing a song when I was a kid, The Day They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree.
All right.
How about Tree Blind Mice?
Tree Blind Mice.
I'll see ya.
Okay. Have a bad day.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on the air. You got a tree song for us?
So, The Old Wooden Bucket, I think, was the song, wasn't it?
The Old Wooden Bucket.
Yeah, my husband was just singing it, so I think it's...
Oh, well, if he was singing it, then there had to be a song, right?
How about Paper Moon? That's made out of... paper comes from trees.
Paper Moon. It's only a paper moon?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Then you could... then you could also include, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter, huh? All right. How about the tree strikes you out at the old ball game?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Have a happy day.
Thank you.
Bye. Good morning. You're on the air. Got a tree song for us?
Yeah. How about Down, Down, Yellow and Brown? And the leaves are falling down to the ground.
Oh, all right. All right. The leaves are the yellow and the brown, right? We'll buy that.
Okay.
Thank you. You got an invisible facsimile coming.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. By the way, a lady called in, and she said someone else earlier had said, well, what is an invisible facsimile? And I said, well, gee, we'll have to do a whole show on that some afternoon. And another lady said, well, she got one. She received an invisible facsimile from us, and she placed it in a non-existent frame, and she hung it on a wall that wasn't there.
Here, Harvey, read it yourself.
All right, let's see. Provision should be made for the new mother to get as much help as possible in the home when she returns from the hospital. This may be provided by a trained nurse or one or both of the grandmothers. In either case, it's a matter that should be discussed thoroughly and intelligently by husband and wife.
Well, what do you think, honey?
There's no discussion. Your mother's not coming. Get a nurse.
But I don't want a stranger around the house.
If your mother comes, you'll have a stranger here.
Who?
Your new husband, because I'm leaving. Look, sweetheart, I like your mother, but she's old-fashioned. Today, everything is scientific.
Harvey, my mother would be terribly hurt if she couldn't take care of the baby. Ever since I was a little girl, she and Father have been waiting for the day when I had a baby.
Yeah? Then how come they never left us alone in the living room?
Oh, Harvey.
Honey, look, we want the best for our baby, right? A trained nurse, efficient, acquainted with the latest methods and techniques. We want the best care possible. I'd like to leave him in the hospital the first year.
I guess you're right. Our baby is the most important thing. Nothing else matters.
Right.
Okay. Here's a list of the nurses the doctor recommended.
Gee, there are a lot of them. Which one should I call, honey?
They're all good. It's a matter of personality.
Well, in that case, I think I'll just pick one out and call.
And they all cost the same, about $150 a week. Which one are you calling?
Your mother.
Whoa, whoa, big fella. Scout. Well, pronto. Here we are at the Northwest Federal Silver Mine.
Heap plenty silver here for making loans.
Right, pronto. Wait. What's that?
Sound like footsteps.
Yes. Look, it's a man. Let's see what he wants.
What you want? Huh? Oh, pardon me. I must be lost. I'm new out here. I just agreed to buy that ranch down the road a piece.
I see. Have you arranged for financing yet?
Huh? Oh, why, no. I really don't know how to go about it.
Here, take this silver bullet. On it is inscribed the name of Northwest Chicagoland's leading financial institution.
Hmm? Northwest Federal Savings.
That's right. And now that you've found the ranch you'd like to make your home, why don't you mosey on over to Northwest Federal at 4901 Irving Park Road, just west of Cicero?
Or call Spring 7-7200.
They'll send out their faithful companion for a prompt appraisal of your ranch. And in a couple of days, you'll have the best loan quotation in town, with no obligation.
That's right, Kimosabe. Say, that's great. Northwest Federal Savings, huh? Wow, I'm glad I happened along here. Well, thanks, Mr. Hey, where'd he go? He's gone, and I wanted to thank him. Well, who is he, anyway?
Him, Lone Ranger.
We've got silver to lend away!
It's 14 minutes after 8 o'clock on a nice Friday morning in April. It's 27th of the month. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. And it's Arbor Day. And because it's Arbor Day, it gives us an excuse to put together some titles of songs that have to do with trees or have the word tree in the title. And we've got a listener on one call here. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You have a few titles for us?
Yes, sir, I have. I have they've guessed the Sweetheart Tree and Autumn Leaves, and also there's a song out now about Tie a Yellow Ribbon in the Old Oak Tree.
Yeah, that's right. We had a young man come up with that one for us before. Well, good. Thank you very much.
Okie doke.
Good morning. You're on the air. You got a call, or I mean, you have a few trees for us?
Yeah, Jack, about the apple tree,
uh-huh.
The lemon tree, Trini Lopez, the olive tree from Kismet,
uh-huh.
Woodman, Spare That Tree, Phil Harris.
Oh, which one? What's that last one?
Woodman, Spare That Tree.
And who sang that?
Phil Harris.
Oh, that sounded like this.
Now, it's a tree grows near our house. It's been there quite some time. Now, the tree is a slippery elm tree, and it's awful hard to climb. But when my wife gets after me, up in that tree, I always roost. I can go right on up it just like a healthy squirrel. I don't ever need no boost. But the other day, a woodman came round to chop my refuse down. Kept mumbling something about splitting it all up into kindling wood, and then wanted to spread it around the town. So I said to him, I said, look here, my friend. Hold on, wait, desist, whoa, stop. Put down that forest razor, man. Chop not a single chop. Woodman, spare that tree. Touch not a single bough. 3 years it has protected me, and I'll protect it now. Now go chop an oak, get a birch, have a pine. But save old Slippery there, that's mine. Why, man, that's the onliest tree that my wife can't climb. Mr. Woodman, spare it for me. I said to him, I said, Woody, do you see that hole way up near that old treetop? Yeah, that's the one. Well, I got $5 in soft money hid up there, and it's yours if you refuse to chop. Now, you see, no one can climb that tree but me. 'Cause really, friend, it's too slippery. Fact of the matter is, I can't get up there very well myself unless my wife is after me. So I'm going to go get the little woman, and I'm going to proceed to call her a very naughty word. Then all you have to do, Mr. Woodman, is just stand by incognito, 'cause I'm going to do a perfect imitation of a bird. Now, you ain't gonna know just where I go. That is, while the little woman's around. So the only thing I ask you, Mr. Woodman, the only thing I ask you, if you don't see me here on the ground, then, Mr. Woodman, you gonna spare that tree. Touch not a single bough, 'cause I gonna be way up there. And I'm going to drop that $5 down to thee, the one I promise thou. But you must make that axe behave, because, Mr. Woodman, that tree there just must be saved. My man, that's the borderline twixt me and the grave. Mr. Woodman, spare it. Please spare it for me.
All right, that's Phil Harris, and we happened to have that record scheduled, and the caller came in and suggested it. So, I mean, I talked to him before we put him on the air, and I knew he had that coming up, so it worked out kind of nice for us, didn't it? Okay, that was Phil Harris, Woodman Spare That Tree. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. The spring things are popping up all over Betty's of Winnetka these days, and all at their three stores. Everything's new and nice and warm, sweet colors of spring. You can step in and see for yourself. Find yourself in a kicky little skirt or a pantsuit with a jacket cut like a shirt so you can wear it over another shirt. There are racks and racks of exciting, comfortable, fun, new warm weather things. Smocks, shrinks, long romantic dresses. The sales girls all know what's there and what's new and how to help you find your new spring self. Come in and browse among the new spring and summer things at Betty's of Winnetka, Evanston, and Lakehurst. Chuck Shaden in the hall closet from WLTD.
One crunch of a shovel into a buried cable is all it takes to knock thousands of phones out of service, to cut off emergency calls, and all the other things we use the phone for. So whether you're digging the hole or you have somebody else doing it, please call Illinois Bell's Repair Service before you start. The number is listed in the front of your phone book. We'll send someone from Repair Service to show you just where the buried cable is.
All righty. Well, let's see. Gee whiz, somebody call in here. Wouldn't it be loverly? a tree song, Wouldn't It Be Loverly? And Peg, Oh My Heart? You guys get away with this stuff. Tree Coins in the Fountain. Someone said the Partridge in a Pear Tree, and that's a good one. We haven't had that one yet. We've had lots of. We've been doing this since 7 o'clock this morning. Well, let's see. You got some tree songs for us, ma'am?
Tree Allure Allure. Tree Allure Lie.
Okay. We'll just get Barry Fitzgerald and Bing Crosby after you for that one. Thank you. Good morning. You're on the air. You have a tree song for us?
How about I'm tying the leaves so they won't come down?
I'm tying the leaves
so they won't come down. It's an oldie.
I would say so. Well, you better tie one on and you'll be all set.
All right.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on the air. Have a tree song for us?
I don't have a song, but I found this in my book. It's kind of funny.
All right.
It says, through three cheese trees, three free fleas flew, while these fleas flew, freezy breeze blew, freezy breeze made these three trees flee, freeze. Freezy trees made these trees, cheese freeze, that what made these three fleas, that what these three free fleas sneeze.
All right, well, where did you find that book?
In Dr. Seuss.
In Dr. Seuss?
Fox and Socks.
Okay. What's the name of the book?
Fox and Socks.
Fox and Socks. All right. See, even Dr. Seuss gets in on this thing. Okay, thank you very much, young man. Bye now. All right. Well, let's see. We've got a more on the radio scene to get into this morning, and we want to get into it, too. It's 46 degrees along the lakefront, 48 degrees at O'Hare, 49 degrees officially at Midway, 37% is the humidity. The wind is out of the north at 20 miles an hour. It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. Want to remind you that next Monday morning in the Hall Closet, we'll have a Jack Benny program from 1943 with Jack's guest Loretta Young. We'll have Burt Parks as the quizmaster on Break the Bank. And George Brent stars on the Hallmark Playhouse in One Foot in Heaven. And we're going to have a hit parade program on Tuesday morning with the great Gildersleeve and the Whistler joining in for a morning filled with fun. And we'll have a little more tree stuff in a little while from now. But right now it's time to zip back to the Dennis Day Show.
Gentlemen, Dennis Day. Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant and the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. From the musical Brigadoon, here's Dennis to sing It's Almost Like Being in Love.
What a being in love.
like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Well, one of the major influences in the life of our young hero, Dennis Day, is his landlady, Mrs. Anderson, who also happens to be the mother of his girlfriend, Mildred. This morning at the breakfast table, Mrs. Anderson is having a discussion with her husband, a discussion common to many households these days. It involves the ticklish question of an increased allowance.
Apparently, Herbert, you don't realize how much it costs me to keep this household going.
Oh, indeed I do, passion fruit. And I'm sorry. I should never have asked you for the extra $2.
Well, I should think not. The cost of living is going up every day. And besides, if I am lucky enough to have a surplus, it's pledged to our club's juvenile delinquency fund.
Your club is raising money for juvenile delinquency, Pupsy?
It's a most important cause, Herbert. The juvenile delinquents of yesterday have become the wealthy gangsters and millionaire black marketeers of today.
I see. And you want to give other boys the same opportunity.
Herbert, I do not care for jokes of that sort.
Oh, pardon me, Pupsy. I guess I was just feeling good this morning. I'll try not to in the future.
This fund happens to be very important to me, Herbert. Mrs. Phillips has set my quota at $50. And besides the $10 we'll contribute, I don't know a soul I can even get a dollar from.
Morning, everybody.
As I was saying, I don't know a soul I can even get a dollar from.
You need a dollar for something, Mrs. Anderson?
Well, my wife's trying to raise a fund to keep children off the streets, Dennis.
Gee, won't that make it awfully difficult for them to get to school?
We don't mean normal children, Dennis.
No, we're talking about your old bunch.
Beg pardon, ma'am?
Well, you see, Dennis, there's a drive on for juvenile delinquency. Mrs. Anderson hopes to take a major part in it.
Oh.
Any comment?
No, only do you think you can make it at your age?
Sit down and eat your breakfast.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Gee, if I said anything to upset you...
Now, it's all right, son. Here, now, here's your oatmeal.
Oh, oatmeal again this morning, huh?
And what's wrong with oatmeal?
Nothing, only if I could have an egg one morning.
An egg?
I said a curse word?
You must think we're made of money around this house. Do you know what eggs cost these days? Eat your oatmeal.
Yes, ma'am.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mildred.
I brought in the mail, Mother, but it doesn't look like there are any contributions to your fund for combating juvenile delinquency.
Oh, so that's what you were talking about before.
There's a letter here for you, too, Dennis. It looks important.
Oh, for me? Important?
Probably another of those announcements. His cub pack is meeting or something.
Mother, please. Here, Dennis.
Gee, I wonder who it's from. I don't recognize the handwriting, although that may be because it's typewritten.
Maybe you'd better open it, son.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing to do with it, all right. Gee, listen to this. Kindly call at my office at your earliest convenience to discuss an inheritance from your late Uncle Frederick, who passed away recently in Slobotnik.
Slobodnik?
Yeah, I kind of doubt if that's in Ireland.
Well, never mind that. What about the inheritance?
Well, it goes on to say, please give this matter your earliest attention as the estate involves upwards of 60,000 smetanas. Yours truly, Arnold Carter, attorney.
Smetanas?
Well, it's probably the monetary unit there, Pupsy, like our dollars.
Oh, and he's got 60,000 of them. Dennis, honey baby!
Huh?
Well, just don't stand there, Herbert. Go out and scramble this dear boy 5 or 6 eggs.
You bet, love bundle.
Oh, Dennis, don't you understand? You're rich. Oh, you will be as soon as you see this Mr. Carter. Isn't it marvelous?
Yeah. Gee, imagine.
You darling boy, you. And I just know I can count on you for the $40 I need for my dear little fund.
Oh, you can put me down for the whole 50, Mrs. Anderson. Gosh, now I can afford all the juvenile delinquency I want.
Ooh, Dennis, what you said.
Yes, your identification seems complete, Mr. Day. I have no doubt that you're the person listed by your Uncle Frederick as his sole heir.
Gosh, thanks, Mr. Carter. But I wonder why he left me all his money.
He states in a preface to his will that he saw you once the day after you were born, and he decided immediately that you'd need all the help you could get.
Oh, I see.
Fortunately, the estate is in deposit here, so it won't be necessary for you to go to Slobodnik.
Oh, good. Where's the Slobodnik, anyhow?
Well, do you know where the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg is?
No, sir.
Luxembourg is near Saxony.
Oh, where's Saxony?
Saxony's near Bavaria.
Yeah.
All right. Bavaria is on the frontier of Czechoslovakia. Surely you know where Czechoslovakia is.
Let's not jump to any conclusions.
Maybe we'd better take it from the beginning. Have you ever heard of a place called Europe?
Oh, yes, sir. That's where he kept insisting I should be.
Who kept insisting you should be?
My captain in the Navy. We were in the Pacific at the time.
Yes, I'm beginning to understand your captain.
Well, it doesn't really matter where Slobodnik is. When do I get the money?
Not so fast, my friend. We now come to Clause A of your uncle's will.
Oh, I might have known there'd be a Clause A.
Clause A states that in order to inherit, you must first prove yourself to be a respected citizen holding a position of responsibility in the community.
You mean as responsible, for instance, as a carbonated beverage manipulator?
A what?
Soda jerk.
Eh?
Earning a good steady $8 a week.
What? Oh, I take it that you're joking.
Yeah, I guess you better.
Yeah, soda jerk at $8 a week. Yeah, but you better tell me about your real business career. You know it's important.
Yeah. Well, I'm a businessman.
Oh? What do you do?
Business.
Yes, I know, but what sort of business?
Well, let's see.
Is it wholesale, retail, a jobber, commission house, broker?
You've hit it, I'm sure.
I'll try another tack. Just where is this business of yours located, Mr. Day? Or is that too difficult a question?
Yes, and thank you very much.
Mr. Day, I want an answer. Where is your business located?
Well, we're moving.
All right, where were you?
We're not there anymore.
Then where are you now?
We're not there yet.
Well, we're clicking right along, aren't we?
This I doubt.
And I doubt it, too. Day, I'm finished fooling. When you get located, call me, and I'll come out and see your business for myself.
But, Mr. Carter...
That's final, Day. Not a cent you get until I see the business you own, do you understand? Call me as soon as you can show it to me.
Yes, sir. And if you're not around, I'll contact your heirs.
A business?
That's what he said, Mildred. I gotta have a business before he'll give me the money. I guess he finished me, huh?
Nothing of the sort. I'll think of an idea.
Oh, Mildred, let somebody else finish me for a change.
Dennis, all you need is... Wait a minute. Of course.
Here it comes.
Murphy's Plumbing Supply Company. Daddy says it's the best business in town.
So what?
Don't you see? You have this lawyer meet you there, and when he comes, you tell him it's your business.
Yeah, but when he sees Murphy, won't he get a sneaky hunch I'm lying?
He won't see Murphy. We'll get rid of Murphy.
Mildred, this time you're going too far.
I mean temporarily, silly.
Oh.
Suppose a big builder drops in and sends Murphy out to bid on the plumbing work of a big housing project.
And who will the builder be? He asked unnecessarily.
That's right.
And then after I'm through being a builder, the lawyer comes in and I turn plumber? No, Mildred.
Don't tell me you're afraid.
All right, but you'll probably guess it anyway.
Dennis, you've got to do it. It's the only way to get your inheritance.
But it's silly. What do I know about building or plumbing?
Dennis, we go through this all the time. What do you know about anything else?
Gee, you always come up with some unanswerable argument. All right, let's go.
And that's the first half of the Dennis Day Show, and we'll get back to that after we take a break for the news headlines. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. Coming up after that, Inner Sanctum and Judy Garland and all kinds of goodies, so stick around, don't touch that dial.
WLTD 1590 Radio, good morning, I'm Bob Abella with the news headlines. A North Vietnamese official says there's no chance right now that Hanoi will send peace negotiator Lee Dak Tho to Paris for a meeting with Henry Kissinger. Also, Saigon's delegation to the Joint Military Commission held its first news conference today and charged the communists with still holding about 26,000 South Vietnamese prisoners. Elsewhere, an agreement has been reached in Japan to end the most serious transportation strike in its history, but there is no sign yet that thousands of other workers who walked off their jobs will also return. And Wisconsin Senator William Proxmire says a tax increase right now would merely be adding an insult to injury. Proxmire vows to oppose any move to hike taxes during the present period of rising costs and surging prices. The New York Knicks try again this evening to clinch their NBA playoff with the Boston Celtics. They have a 3-2 edge going into the home game. And two World Hockey Association playoffs ended last night. Winnipeg eliminated Houston 3-0, and New England ousted Cleveland by a score of 3-1. Lee Trevino suffered shoulder and chest pains in one of the most agonizing rounds of his career, and he was taken to a doctor after the opening round of Nelson at Dallas. Trevino said his shoulder and chest began to ache during the second nine holes of his opening round. Trevino finished with a disastrous 7 over par 79 after starting out at 2 under through 7 holes. Those are the headlines. WLTD weather is next.
It's a wonderful time of year, a time of weddings, Mother's Day, graduations, and spring is busting out all over Chicagoland. There's new excitement at Polk Brothers, too. New brand name products with new space age features. One of the nicest springs in Polk Brothers' 39-year history. And so we went to the Vaughn Seed Company, ordered a million packets of vegetable seeds, and want you to have over $5 worth of them free with any purchase of $25 or more at any Polk store. Let the kids have the thrill of watching their own garden grow. And with the price of food what it is, your own garden makes dollars and cents. Idea for Mother's Day. Instead of buying her a lot of little nothings, bring the family over, chip in, and get her a big something. It'll be a top brand name, Polk priced, a Polk trade-in, and your choice of credit plans. The bride-to-be will like that idea, too. So put your own lid on inflation and enjoy better living at the same time the Polk way. Weeknights until 10, Sundays until 6.
Partly cloudy and cool today with the highs up around 50 this afternoon and the lows this evening dipping down to the lower 30s. On Saturday, fair and not much chance of changing temperatures with the highs back up around 50 degrees. Winds will be out of the north this afternoon by 15 to 25 miles an hour with less than 5% chance of rain throughout the afternoon and evening, up to about 5% on Saturday. Along the lakefront, 46, O'Hare, 48, Midway officially reports 49 degrees, and the humidity stands at 37%. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
Hi, I'm Mike Schwimmer, and when you hear that big band blast off, you know you're in the Yesterday Shop, a program of big bands, Dixieland, ragtime, and all that jazz that comes to you every weekday afternoon from 4 o'clock till 6:30, right here on WLTD, the 1590 spot. We throw in a little comedy, some vintage vocals, and a little chit-chat about the good old days. So join me today and every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. for 2.5 hours of the good sounds of yesterday, right here in the Yesterday Shop.
When you call for Northwest Federal Savings Thrift Card, you'll get an all-new idea in identification cards, one that helps you save money instead of spending it. The money-saving new Northwest card is the smart way to fight your own personal dollar drain. With it, you'll be able to purchase traveler's checks, registered checks, and pay utility bills, all without a service charge. And you're entitled to free notary service, too. With the Northwest card, you'll not only eliminate service fees and save yourself extra money every month, but you'll also have a positive means of identification. Your signature and your photo in full color appear on your Northwest card. It's yours free when you maintain a $500 balance in your savings account at Northwest Federal Savings. For complete details, visit, call, or write Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero, Spring 7, 7200.
Call for Northwest Card!
And this is Chuck Shaden calling you back to the Dennis Day Show on WLTD's Hall Closet. Let's tune into the last half of that show.
Murphy?
Yes?
My name is Day. Do you recognize me?
Why, no. Should I?
Oh, no. Believe me, it's better this way.
Just what is it you want, Mr. Day?
Well, I'm a big architect and builder, Mr. Murphy. Just put up a big new housing development on Cedar Hollow Road.
What's this? I never heard of a housing development on Cedar Hollow Road.
Well, we're keeping it quiet. Don't want the nightclub people on our necks for building something non-essential.
That's it.
Yeah, we really have a beautiful place. Apartments from 2 to 5 rooms for anybody who wants them.
Anybody?
Well, no dogs, cats, kids, canaries, or loud breathers, of course.
Oh, naturally not. What do these apartments of yours rent for?
$30 a month.
$30 a month?
Plus a slight extra charge of $2,000 for the key.
I see. Well, why have you come to see me, Mr. Day?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Murphy. I'm selling apartments to about 1,000 people out there, and it suddenly struck me that some of them might want bathrooms.
Yes. They're the coming thing, all right. And you want to buy your plumbing supplies from me. Is that it?
That's it. I just want you to drive out to the development and see what I need.
See what you need? Well, how much were you planning to spend, Mr. Day?
Whatever you say. Expense is no object.
No?
No. You don't mind if I take that attitude, do you?
Oh, no, no, not at all.
I didn't think you would. Well, so long, old man.
Oh, you want me to leave right away?
Well, I would like those supplies in as soon as possible. You see, 10 families moved in 2 weeks ago, and I'm sure that by now someone wants to shave or wash up.
Yes, of course. Well, how do I find this place? Just get onto Cedar Hollow Road and head west?
Great idea. Make sure you got plenty of gas.
Huh? Oh, well, thank you for being so considerate.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you for being so cooperative.
Oh, don't mention it.
If you don't, I won't. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Day. Thanks again.
Gee, it worked. Maybe I can get things done if I use my head. I'm going to try it again sometime. I'll bet I could be...
Oh, Dennis, you did it. I saw him leave.
I know.
And not a minute too soon either. Look who's coming up the walk.
Uh-oh. Mr. Carter, the lawyer.
Quick, hand me that pad and pencil. I'll be your private secretary.
A pad and pencil doesn't mean anything. Make it believable. Climb on my lap.
Dennis, he's here. Start dictating.
Okay. Dear Farmer Brown, yours of the 9th instant, received and contents duly noted.
Mr. Day.
Please. Oh, where was I? Oh, yes. In regard to the difficulty you are having with your plumbing, I should say that your path is too long.
Be dictating any more letters, sir?
No, it spoils the crease in my pants.
Take the rest of the day off, Miss Driven Swarton.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Mr. Carter, welcome to my place of business.
So this is it, eh? Funny. Today you told me you were moving, and this place looks like you've been here for years. There's dust and dirt and even cobwebs in the corner.
Oh, yes. When we move, we take everything.
So you're in the plumbing business, Mr. Day.
Oh, didn't you know? And my grandfather and father before me. I thought you'd seen our family crest.
Your family crest?
Our insignia, old boy. Cross plungers over a can of Drano.
Really, Mr. Day?
Oh, great man, my grandfather. Invented the stopper, you know.
The stopper?
Yeah, the people demanded it. The toe was all right for the bathtub, but it was awfully awkward for the sink.
Mr. Day!
Of course, I've made quite a few strides of my own in the business.
Yes, no doubt, but
as a matter of fact, I was the first to install separate faucets marked hot and cold in bathtubs. Until I came along, when a woman stepped into a tub, she didn't know whether she was going to go, ow, or whoo! The bathroom where it really belongs, Mr. Carter. In the home. And let me tell you, it was high time. It was high time. The filling station people were getting mighty worried.
Mr. Day, do you expect me to believe all this nonsense?
Well, no, I'd be willing to settle. You believe what you see, don't you? This shop speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Well, yes, you do seem to operate a flourishing business here.
I'll say.
How much money did you make personally last year, Mr. Day?
Oh, I don't know. Millions. Who counts?
I'm serious. Was it over $25,000?
Natural, old boy. $25,000.
We come now to clause B in your late uncle's will.
Clause B?
Yes.
I have a strange feeling I'm not going to like it any better than Clause A. What's Clause B?
Clause B provides that if you are earning over $25,000 a year and so are not in need of the bequest, the entire 60,000 smetanas shall be turned over to charity. So, Mr. Day,
Mr. Carter, there's been a mistake. Honest, I was
there's only... been no mistake, Mr. Day. The estate will be turned over to charity just as soon as you designate one. The will provides that the choice is up to you.
Well, then, I choose one now. The Dennis Day home.
The Dennis Day home for what?
For Dennis Day, of course. It's a...
Mr. Day, please, let's not be greedy. When you choose a legitimate charity, get in touch with me. Good day, sir.
Holy smoke. If it wasn't for my unusual days, I don't think I could stand these normal ones.
Oh, no, Dennis.
Yeah, that's the way it is, Mildred. I guess now we're really through.
Oh, no, we're not. Now, let me think.
Mildred, stop that awful habit, won't you? Let me stay a poor boy in very good health.
Dennis, I have it. Look, Mr. Carter's letting you pick the charity your inheritance is to go to, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right. You pick Mother's Juvenile Delinquency Fund, and you'll get the money after all.
Well, how? I'm not a... Mildred, you haven't fallen for your mother's propaganda about me, have you?
No, but Mother's Fund is supposed to go to the 20 neediest cases in town. And you're going to be the neediest case of them all.
Me?
Listen, Mrs. Phillips is in charge of administering the fund for the club. If you convince her you're a terrible delinquent, she might give you some of the money to rehabilitate yourself.
Do you really think it might work?
Sure. I'll call Mr. Carter right now and tell him the name of the charity. Then you're off for Mrs. Phillips.
What a day. First a builder, then a plumber, and now a juvenile delinquent. I'm a one-man, one-man's family.
Yes?
Hiya, Skirt.
I beg your pardon? Just who are you, young man?
I'm Mad Dog Day, the well-known juvenile delinquent.
Juvenile delinquent? Well, what are you doing here?
I seen the light, lady. I want to get rehabilitated. I hear you got some dough lying around for us unfortunate products of reconversion.
Oh, you mean our club fund.
Yeah. I ain't a bad kid at heart, Mrs. Phillips. I just got off to an unlucky start in life, that's all.
Really? Well, suppose you tell me all about it.
Well, it all goes back to when I was 5 years old. One day, more for a childish lark than anything, I happened to steal $100,000 off a mail truck.
No.
Yeah, and a cop started chasing me. Well, being only a little toddler and not knowing any better, I pulled out a gun and shot him through the heart.
Oh, good gracious.
Yep, and from there, of course, it was an easy step to committing crimes.
Oh, my, what a terrible story.
Yeah, I never had a chance to be good, lady. You see, right from the start, I was a bottle baby.
Well, but lots of children are.
You should see what was in my bottle.
But your mother, couldn't she take better care of you than that?
Well, mother wasn't home very much, lady. She was known professionally as Slippery Susie Day, girl confidence man.
Oh, dear, dear. And your father?
Patty the Hoist, San Quentin, 48.
Oh, my. Both your parents in jail, and you in reform school most of the time, probably.
Yep.
Didn't you ever see your parents at all?
Oh, yeah, we used to spend our paroles together.
Oh, you poor, unfortunate lad.
Yeah, I'm a pitiful case.
Yes, indeed you are. Oh, but I'm going to help you, dear boy.
Gee, that's swell. I'll never regret it.
Only this afternoon, I received a draft from a Mr. Carter for our fund. I am going to turn that entire donation over to you.
Bless you, my good woman. You've saved a young man from a horrible life of crime, of killing and stealing and cheating and bribing and necking and smoking on streetcars.
She gave you the whole donation, Dennis?
Yeah, the whole 60,000 smetanas, but Mildred,
then
you don't
gave it all to my mother's fund? The whole thing?
Yeah, but Mildred, you don't know what...
Oh, Dennis, it was crazy of you, but it was marvelous. Mother will love you for it.
Dennis Day!
Is that a love call?
But I don't understand.
Well, you see, Mildred, 60,000 smetanas isn't quite the same as $60,000. Even when my uncle made out his will, it was worth only about a quarter of that. And today, when I took the draft to the bank...
Oh, Dennis, you don't mean...
Yes, Slobotnik has had inflation. Today, 60,000 smetanas is worth around 18 cents.
Oh, Dennis.
Dennis Day.
You hear that? It's getting nearer. Gosh, earlier today, I thought I'd be put in jail. Why wasn't I?
Oh, Dennis, you don't mean that.
Oh, yes, I do. Right now, I'd rather be laughing on the inside than crying on the outside.
Stand in the orchestra. Here's Dennis to sing the old favorite, When You Were Sweet 16.
I love you and I never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green. Come to me for my dream. I love you.
and that's the Dennis Day Show. Some fun and some music from Dennis Day, Mr. Benny's sidekick. Mr. Benny be here Monday morning in a Jack Benny program from 1943. This is Chuck Shaden in the hall closet from WLTD. It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, 46 degrees along the lakefront, 48 at O'Hare, 49 officially at Midway. It's a cool morning, but it's a good, bright, sunny spring morning. And we have been talking all about Arbor Day today. Well, we haven't really been talking much about Arbor Day. We've been talking about trees and coming up with songs that had titles of trees in them. And we'll kind of do a quick recap in just a second. Sunday, May 13th, closes the season for the Allied Arts activities. On that day, Harry Zeltzer, president of Allied Arts, will present Jan Pierce, America's foremost tenor. One of the most beloved artists of our time, Jan Pierce, is an extraordinarily rare performer who commands both the highest respect and admiration from fellow musicians and critics and adoration from the public at large. Don't fail to hear this great artist on Sunday afternoon, May 13th at 3 p.m. You can get tickets at the Orchestra Hall box office and at the Golf Mill and Lawrence Avenue Sears stores. Jan Pierce coming to town on the 13th of May. Well, we've been trying to put together some Arbor Day tree songs. We've had things like Tree for Two, Sparrow in the Treetop, Willow Weep for Me, Oklahoma, You Were Meant for Me, In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree, The Green Leaves of Summer, Rockabye Baby on the Treetop, The Money Tree, Under the Bamboo Tree, My Country, Tis of Thee, The Maple Leaf Rag, The Trail of the Lonesome Pine, Under the Spreading Chestnut Tree, Tree Little Words, Down Among the Sheltering Palms, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, A Tree in the Meadow, Trees by Joyce Kilmer, whoever she was. Tree a Little Tenderness, Apple Blossom Time, Autumn Leaves, Tree Little Fishies, Tree Blind Mice, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, The Sweetheart Tree, Wouldn't It Be Loverly, Peg, Oh My Heart, Tree Coins in the Fountain, A Walk in the Black Forest, Chim Chim Tree. We've had people calling in with Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time. That's good. Underneath the Linden Tree, someone said from the Manhattan Towers record production by Gordon Jenkins, Never Leave Me. And On the Boardwalk at Atlantic City. One guy even said a fellow who was carrying a torch for his girlfriend wrote a letter to his sweetheart, For You I'd Pine Away and Balsam. Oh, let's wrap it all up with the biggest tree song of them all. Let's tune in this. This certainly is very appropriate on a day we're talking about trees.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome. And the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a bear. Fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is
And that's a song that takes us up to 9 o'clock. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet on Arbor Day, talking about trees. Got a nice telegram this morning from the John Birch Society. Say they're tuning in, listening to all of these tree things. Okay, Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD Evanston, 1590, 9 a.m. and good morning. I'm Bob Abella with the news on the hour. North Vietnam says there is no chance, for the time being, of any meeting between presidential aide Henry Kissinger and Hanoi's top peace negotiator Lee Dak Tho. The White House announced Wednesday that such a meeting would occur in mid-May to discuss ceasefire violations. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State William Sullivan is in Paris today, supposedly to work out details of the conference with North Vietnam's Win Kon Thach, but Thach has ruled out a Kissinger II meeting for right now. Thach says it's too early to predict if his talks with Sullivan, which also touch on ceasefire violations, will be successful. Peace delegation sources predict further meetings will be held between the two sides. This development in the Watergate scandal. Administration sources say President Nixon's deputy campaign manager, Jeb Stuart Magruder, has resigned as assistant to the Secretary of Commerce. They say his resignation is expected to be accepted today. A top-ranking Saigon officer charges that North Vietnam and the Viet Cong are still holding about 26,000 South Vietnamese military prisoners. The allegation comes from the deputy chief of South Vietnam's delegation to the two-party joint military commission. He says that prisoners are scattered in at least 189 POW camps in three countries. Elsewhere in the world, money traders in Europe pushed the dollar higher today in reaction to improved American trade figures. Dealers in London said it was the better outlook for trade that sent the pound lower against the American currency. Gold prices remained steady on the London market and was quoted between $90.20 an ounce and $90.70 an ounce. An 18-hour strike by Japanese railway workers has been settled. That walkout by 3 million union members virtually paralyzed Japan, which has been plagued by strikes by other workers for nearly a week. Rail service is expected to resume tomorrow, but there is no sign that the other workers are ready to go back to their jobs. And in Belfast, the British Army says a bomb hidden in a car owned by a part-time member of the Ulster Defense Regiment exploded at an army barracks 35 miles from Belfast today. The blast destroyed several civilian-owned cars and damaged 20 military vehicles, rather, but only two persons were slightly injured. Also in the news, a labor strike has hit Cape Kennedy, but it has not affected plans to launch America's first space station next month. Members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers are on strike against the Bendix Corporation at a key ground tracking station for Skylab. And the problem of natural gas bubbling from the ground at Williamsburg, Michigan, has had a direct impact on the town government. The foundation of the town hall has sunk about 2 feet into muddy ground, surrounded by spreading gas craters. WLTD News time is 9:04.
That graph on the front page of the Tribune the other day wasn't the trajectory for a rocket shot. It was showing the rise in the cost of living, especially food. At Polk Brothers, we have 1,000 ideas for you to stretch out those hard-earned dollars. And here's an exciting new one. 17 packets of genuine Vaughn vegetable seeds free with any purchase of $25 or more. Radish seeds, beets, squash, lettuce, tomato seeds, over $5 worth, so you can plant your own vegetable supermart. Great summer project for the kids, whether it's a windowsill flower box or a sunny spot in the backyard. And the way we figure, if you plant them all, take care of them, you'll grow between $150 and $200 worth of garden fresh vegetables. It's planting time right now, so hurry to any Polk store any weeknight until 10, Sundays till 6. Polk trade-in allowances combine with the low Polk price to help your family put a lid on inflation.
Cloudy skies and cooler today, the highs up around 50 degrees. Fair and colder with frost likely away from Lake Michigan this evening, the lows will be in the lower 30s. And on Saturday, pretty much the same thing, fair and not much temperature change, the highs back up around 50. Winds this afternoon will be out of the north by 15 to 25 miles an hour, diminishing later on this evening to about 8 to 12. And the probability of measurable precipitation is 5% for the next couple of days. Along the lakefront, 46 degrees, O'Hare 51, Midway officially 49, and the humidity stands at 39%, with the winds at present out of the north 18 miles an hour. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
Music you like to brighten your day every day, all day at 1590. The bright spot on your dial, WLTD.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America and all the ships at sea. Let's go to press. Chicago, the word today on the home front is ecology and what America is doing about pollution in the air and on the ground. One group of concerned citizens are those people at Northwest Federal Savings who want to help you fight pollution. They are offering an exceptional value on heavy-duty, extra-strong leaf and debris polyethylene bags. These sturdy bags will securely hold 4 bushels of leaves or may be used to line a 30-gallon refuse container. Northwest Federal has made special arrangements to offer you a roll of 20 bags for only $1. That's 5 cents a bag. A great buy and quite a bargain. Stop burning leaves and debris and join the fight against air and environmental pollution. Visit Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero, for your roll of 20 polyethylene bags. This is your reporter saying goodbye until next time, and I hope we'll be back with cleaner air.
And this is Chuck Shaden back on the air with you in the hall closet from WLTD. It's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we're having a good time this morning with you. And it's great to talk about all these tree songs and things like that. One lady called, says she was getting bored with the whole thing. But then she said, don't forget about the violinist song or the composition, Plink Plank Plunk. And, well, I think her bark is worse than her bite. Anyway, I'm the sap that started this whole thing, and we'll probably wrap it up right now as we get cooking with some more things between now and 10 o'clock. The largest beverage store in the city of Chicago is now open to serve you. The friendly family of Paterno at Paterno Foremost Liquors has moved into their brand new home at 5303 Milwaukee Avenue at Central, just north of Foster. And the folks over at Paterno Foremost, who have been serving northwest Chicagoland and suburbs for over 3 years, invite you to pay a visit to their super new store, where you'll find more and more of everything you'll need to make your next friendly get-together a huge success. You can end up saving money, too. Paterno Foremost is Chicagoland's one-stop beverage condiment center for domestic and imported wines, beers, cordials, soft drinks, cheeses, condiments, whatever. Mention this program, get a big 10% discount on any and all wine purchases from Paterno Foremost Liquors. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 in the morning till 10 at night, Sundays from noon until 8. Paterno Foremost Liquors, now in their brand new home, bigger and better than ever at 5303 Milwaukee Avenue at Central, just north of Foster. 46 degrees at 9.5 minutes after 9. We're going back to Carnegie Hall. It's New York, 1967. Judy Garland.
The gods who nurse this universe think little of worldly cares. They sit in crowds on elated clouds and laugh at our love affairs. I might have had a real romance if they'd given me a chance. But I loved him and he didn't love me. I wanted him, but he didn't want me. Then the gods went on a spree.
that I don't love Rock-a-bye, your baby with the Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from the heart of Dixie, just hang my cradle, marry mine, right on that Mason Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the love that's in you. Weep no more, my lady, sing that song again. Sing it again for me. Sing all Black Joe, just as I you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you will only play that Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie.
Judy Garland at the Palace. A lot of excitement there. That was in 1967, in the summer of 1967. Judy died in 1969, just 2 years later. Judy Garland at home at the Palace. What a good show that was. Must have been. Glad to share it with you in our hall closet. It's 15 and a half minutes after 9 on this Friday morning in April. It's a beautiful spring day. It's a little cool out there in Radio Land, but it's going to be a nice day anyway. Mostly sunny and cool today, high around 50. Tonight, fair and colder, with frost likely away from Lake Michigan, low in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, Saturday, fair. Not much change in temperature, high around 50. Northerly winds 15 to 25 miles an hour today, 8 to 12 miles an hour tonight. Hardly no chance at all of any kind of rain. Today, 5%. Today and tonight, only 5% tomorrow. It's 46 degrees along the lakefront. Officially, at Midway, it's 49. At O'Hare, it's 51. And right now, before we get into our inner sanctum mystery, we have a couple of little bits of business to take care of. One of them is to remind you that this is the last shot, just about, at our cassette of the month for the month of April. We won't be able to talk about the April cassette anymore, after Monday at any rate, because that's the end of April. And we'll be talking about a May cassette in just a few short days. But if you would like our April cassette, it's Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective, and Bob Hope on a funny Bob Hope show. All you have to do is send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Want a little nickel's worth of the Diamond cassette? Listen.
Oh. Okay, okay. Yeah?
Well, what's the matter with you?
You lost up my laundry.
What are you talking about? Today isn't Tuesday.
Okay, Walt, so it isn't Tuesday. Nothing's happening around this place. I felt like doing some washing.
Why don't you put it away and come on down here? I'll give you something to do.
What do you mean? You sound like you're surrounded by Sergeant Otis's relatives.
I got a big headache. I think maybe you can help me with it.
Trouble?
All over the place. You don't have to, but I'd like to, well, sort of kick it around with you.
Sure. I'll throw a few more things in the soak and I'll be right down.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
Hey, it's really serious, isn't it?
Now, what makes you say that?
Look, Father, every time your ulcers hold a rally and you want me to come down and join in, you say, thanks, Rick, just like I'd laid an egg or something for you.
Oh, you think you're pretty smart, don't you?
Sure. If I listen to everybody who thinks I'm not, I'd wind up playing mumbly peg in a straitjacket. I'll be right over.
Clever mystery, detecting work, and some comedy from Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Even sings a song at the end of the show. And that's just half the fun on our April cassette. The other half, Bob Hope with Fred Astaire, and of course Professor Colonna and Vera Vague. If you'd like to have that cassette for April, send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Your cassette tape of the month for April will be rushed on its way to you, and there's no further obligation. If you'd like our tape for May, tune in May and order again. Nothing will be sent automatically. So don't forget to get your cassette of the month for April. That's The Bob Hope Show and Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, Illinois, 60053.
We know what you're looking for, 'cause we look for the good things too. And every J.C. Penney store has all the good things for you. Yes, we know what you're looking for.
Here's the news you've been waiting for. JCPenney and Gulf Mills Shopping Center is having their fabulous fashion fabric sale of polyester double knit. Regularly $3.99 per yard, now on sale for $3.39. Don't miss this savings on polyester double knit. Now going on at JCPenney in Gulf Mills Shopping Center in Niles.
In the Judy Garland portion of our program a few minutes ago, Judy sang a song called I Loved Him and He Didn't Love Me. That was by Cole Porter, and Cole Porter's music is on deck tomorrow evening in the community room at Northwest Federal Savings when we get together for our memory club. The musical is Anything Goes. It's a 1936 film with Bing Crosby and Ethel Merman, and I can hardly believe the way Ethel Merman looks in this movie. Just a very slight resemblance of the Ethel Merman you've seen today. And it's very interesting. She's good, too. And Charlie Ruggles is in this, and you won't believe Charlie, and Ida Lupino and Arthur Treacher, and you won't believe them either when you see them. And, of course, a very young Bing Crosby from 1936. It's Cole Porter's Shipboard Musical, Anything Goes, on deck at the community room in our memory club, or on deck at the memory club in the community room at Northwest Federal. The doors open at 7, and the lights go out along about 8 o'clock, and we show that good movie. The dues are $1. Come on in. You're invited. You're a member because you're a fan of some of these good things that we enjoy sharing with you every day, just about every day, all day, most of the time. So come on over to the Memory Club in the community room at Northwest Federal Savings tomorrow night, Saturday night, the 28th of April. Sunday afternoon, we'll be doing our bid for Channel 11 when they have the auction. The auction begins this evening, and Sunday afternoon, they've asked us to be an auctioneer. That's an antique day, I think, Sunday. And so sometime between 1 and 3, we'll be pounding the gavel, selling you some things. So maybe you want to make a point to peek at Channel 11 Sunday afternoon between 1 and 3. That's when we'll be there. I'll be there, right, to see if we can sell some things to keep that station on the air. We've got to sell some things to keep this station on the air. Okay, are you ready now for a good mystery? This is a good mystery, too. This is an Inner Sanctum program starring Boris Karloff, The Wailing Wall.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Inner Sanctum Mysteries, starring Boris Karloff. Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host, to welcome you through the squeaking door into the land of ghosts, vampires, and other gay, hilarious people. Friends, are you looking for an apartment? Well, we have just the place for you. It's sturdily built, completely of marble, with cold running water every time it rains. You don't have to worry about the landlord putting you out. The lease is forever. All you have to do to get this little love nest is call your undertaker and get yourself a little bit dead.
Mr. Host, I assure you, no one is the least bit interested in your offer.
But, Mary, just think. Once you're dead, you can appear on Inner Sanctum. You know, we always have a ghost in our story, someone whose voice comes back from the grave and gives advice to our characters. Yeah, sometimes I think our theme song should be "My Mummy Done Told Me."
Why, that's very funny. But you know, Mr. Host, talking about voices coming back, that's what happened to me the other day. I heard my own voice coming back to me on the radio while I was eating breakfast.
No.
Yes. I just heard the new Lipton jingle, and then I heard myself. Yes, there I was, talking about Inner Sanctum and about Lipton tea, too. Hmm. You see, it was a record, an electrical transcription that I'd made, all about Lipton's brisk flavor, how Lipton's always tastes fresh and full-bodied, never wishy-washy. And you know what? There was a man on the record who talked almost like you, Mr. Host.
An imposter. I'll kill him.
Oh, it was just in fun. He made spooky remarks when I talked about Lipton tea. But I did get a chance to say that Lipton's is the largest selling brand of tea in the whole world.
All right, Mary, you've had your chance. And now make room for the creepiest voice you ever heard. The curdling kid himself, the star of stage, screen, and radio, Boris Karloff. Tonight's story is called The Wailing Wall. It's an original radio play by Milton Lewis. And you'll hear Boris Karloff in the role of Gabriel Hornell. All set, friend. Then turn out the lights, curdle close to the fire, and listen. Night. And on the waterfront of downtown Manhattan, the fog creeps in like a crawling cloud. Tucked in between the towering skyscrapers, there's an old rundown mansion. An anachronism. A freak among the streamlined giants. It's the Hornell home. And tonight, leaping tongues of flame from behind the black shutters.
Yes, it's Johnny.
Is there anybody in that old dump?
The same old guy lives there, don't you? Gabriel Hornell.
I hope he had sense enough to get out. That place is like a tinderbox.
Yeah, and pretty well gone. Casey, get that horse.
Hey, there is someone in there. Get the action, come on.
I'm right behind you.
What?
Get out of the way.
Hurry, will you?
And knock it up. All right, come on in.
You see anyone in there?
No, we can't see.
Hey, there he is.
Oh, the crazy coot. He didn't even have sense enough to get out. Here, grab a short.
Yeah.
Don't hold me.
We're just taking you out.
I don't want to go out. He ain't asking you what you want. Come on, Johnny. Before this joint collapses.
Don't take me out.
I can't leave the house.
Hey,
Hornell, I hope you're feeling... Oh. Mr. Hornell? Mr. Hornell? The head nurse. And hurry. Hello? Hello, this is Nurse Hopkins on the 18th floor. Gabriel Hornell is not in his room. The window is open from the bottom. Yes, I'm sure he did. There's a letter. I know, but I'm sure he's not alive. Oh, the letter? Yes, I'll read it to you. To whom it may concern.
By the time you read this, I shall be dead. There can be no mistake this time. Death holds no fear, no terror any greater than what I've endured in life. For the past 40 years, I've searched for freedom. I hope now I've found it. Even now, as I write, I can hear her voice calling to me as she did that night years ago. I'd prepared everything while she was in bed. Just the last few minute little details had to be completed.
Gabriel! Gabriel, do you hear me?
What do you want?
What are you doing down there?
I'm fixing something.
Well, why don't you come up? I don't want to be alone here. I can't bear to be alone. Come up, Gabriel. What's the matter with you? Why don't you answer me? Oh, you're just doing it for spite. I know you are. Stop that hammering, Gabriel. You know I can't bear that noise. Now stop it, please. Gabriel, will you stop that noise?
Oh. You came down.
Well, of course I came down. Did you expect me to lie there while all this racket was going on? Now, you know I'm a sick woman, Gabriel. What are you doing there, anyhow?
You can see.
Well, yes, I can see, but it doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, you've made a huge gaping hole in the wall. Now, what on earth did you want to do a thing like that for?
You'll find out soon enough.
And what are all those things?
Stonemason's tools, cement, plaster.
Well, I never dreamed you knew how to use them. Oh, I'm going back to bed.
No, Agnes.
No?
No.
Gabriel... That rope in your hands.
Yes. I thought carefully about this rope, Agnes. It's the most merciful way. It leaves a little trace, since there's no blood.
Gabriel!
You won't make it difficult, will you, Agnes?
Murder!
It's the only way.
No, Gabriel!
We couldn't go on like this. Your imaginary illnesses, your constant nagging... I have to be free of them, Agnes.
But murder?
This is best for both of us.
No, Gabriel. Send me away. Do anything you want. You can get a divorce. A divorce there, see? That would solve everything. You could have your freedom.
Stand there, Agnes. Just as you are.
I know. That other woman, Dorothy Carter, that actress. That's why you're doing this. Oh, you thought I didn't know about that, Gabriel. Well, I do. Yes, I do. No. No, let go of me. That rope. Help me, somebody!
It will be done in a minute.
Done? Oh, you'll never be free of me. As long as you live.
The cat saw everything with its yellow eyes. The cat saw me take her body to the tomb I'd made in the wall. The cat saw me place her there and carefully seal it up. I worked quickly, skillfully, with infinite care. First the bricks, one on top of the other, then the plaster. Then the wallpaper to match the rest of the room. That wasn't very difficult. In a short time, it was done. I was free. All I had to do now was to go to the police and report her missing. It was even simpler than I'd thought. I put on the coat. I was about to open the front door when I heard it for the first time. I thought it must be my imagination. I listened carefully. I rushed to the wall, put my ear to it. What I heard made icy perspiration ooze out of every pore of my body. The wail was coming from the wall. It was like the insane shriek of some creature of another world. Was she alive in there? She couldn't be. She was dead. I knew she was dead. And yet I heard her voice wailing. I could swear it was her voice. I couldn't go out as I'd planned. What if someone else should hear it? Would they go to the wall? Investigate? The doorbell. Oh, it couldn't be at this hour. It couldn't be, but... But it was. Who? Oh, I had to risk everything and answer it.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. Hornell.
It was Patrolman Cleary. He was the officer on the beat. He was blue with cold.
I was passing by and I saw the lights on. I peeked in the window.
You looked in?
Yes. Since you were still up, I thought I'd ring. It's bitter cold out tonight, and I'd like to warm these old bones for a minute.
Oh, yes, of course, Cleary. Don't stand there in the door, man. Come in.
Thank you. I see you got your coat on, Mr. O'Neill. Just got in?
Only a few moments ago. As a matter of fact, I was going to see you.
See me?
Why, yes. It's about my wife.
Hi, something wrong?
I hope not. I was out all evening. When I got home, she was gone.
It's not like her, Mr. O'Neill.
No, it isn't.
Was she alone all evening?
Yes, at least I think she was. You know, she hasn't been feeling very well lately, and I hate to think it possible, but she may have destroyed herself.
Mrs. O'Neill? No, she wasn't the sort...
Oh, she was ill, terribly ill. I tried to keep it secret until she recovered, but the doctors knew.
Insane?
Yes. Don't you see? The river.
I'd better get back to the precinct and report this. You'd better come with me. Missing Persons Bureau will... Hey, Mr. O'Neill.
Yes?
You must be mistaken. Isn't that her?
That isn't a woman.
But of course it is. She's coming from that room there. Well, sure, it's your wife. I know her voice and she sounds like she's in pain.
But it can't be. There's no one in that room.
She must have come in the back way. Come, I'll show you.
No, don't go in.
Huh?
Nothing. There. You can see for yourself there's no one here.
No one. Could have sworn your wife was in this room.
Well, how'd you like to live in a house with wailing walls? Well, one thing you have to admit, things aren't so very dead in the Hornell Mansion. Or are they?
Well, all I can say is I'm glad I don't have to live in that house with that awful wailing.
Why, Mary, there's a wailing, whistling kind of noise in your house, too. The first time I heard it, I was so scared I shivered in my shroud.
What? Oh, you're talking about my whistling tea kettle. Oh, goodness, there's nothing scary about that. Now, if you'd only try Lipton tea with its wonderful brisk flavor, that whistle would sound as cheery to you as birds whistling in the morning. Especially on these chilly mornings when a cup of Lipton's just makes you feel like the sun was shining inside of you. And folks, if you want a sunny disposition, you should try relaxing with a cup of Lipton tea after a hard job like, well, maybe washing out your window curtains. Yes, and what's more, you can help your friends feel right with the world, too, by serving them Lipton tea when they come to visit you. Lipton's always taste so tangy and heartwarming, never flat or wishy-washy. Yes, that brisk flavor makes all the difference in the world.
And Inner Sanctum makes all the difference in the world, too, doesn't it? We'll get back to that program in just a moment. Boris Karloff starring in The Wailing Wall. They really knew how to do it, didn't they? The right ingredients and your imagination being added to it. 25 minutes to 10, Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD.
We're gonna toss our cares away, soak up the sun all day.
Take a great big breath of fresh air. It's a great time for a picnic. Thanks to Frigidaire.
This month, Frigidaire dependability and convenience isn't all you get when you buy selected Frigidaire refrigerators. What you do get is just about everything you need for a great spring picnic at no extra charge. First, you get a sturdy wooden picnic basket. In it, you find a checkered tablecloth, four unbreakable picnic plates and cups, four sets of stainless steel utensils, even a great picnic recipes book. So this month, discover why every refrigerator is not a Frigidaire. And have a picnic.
It's a great time for a picnic. Thanks to Frigidaire.
Have a picnic under a tree at Townhouse TV and Appliances, 7243 West Toohey Avenue, just west of Harlem. Open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturday until 6. Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer. When this tune was popular back in 1931, Norm Nelson and Ralph Hirschberg opened their Ford Automobile Agency on a small piece of land at 5133 West Irving Park Road. And that first year, they sold about 100 new Fords. Today, 42 years and thousands of new Fords later, Nelson Hirschberg Ford occupies a whole city block at that same location on Irving Park Road at Laramie. And thousands of Chicagoland families have not only bought their first Ford from Nelson Hirschberg, but they've returned again and again for all their new Fords. The proof is in the seeing. Next time you're out for a drive, take a look. Notice how many Fords bear the little Nelson Hirschberg emblem. And you'll notice how many drivers have seen Nelson Hirschberg, one of Chicagoland's oldest, most respected Ford dealers, at 5133 West Irving Park Road at Laramie. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday till 9, Saturday and Sunday to 5. Nelson Hirschberg Ford. They deserve a visit from you if you're thinking of a new car. Irving Park at Laramie. And now, back to the host at the squeaking door.
All right, friends, we've given you a chance to warm your blood, and now we fondly hope to turn it to ice again with the help of our star, Boris Karloff. Oh, let's hear the second act of Inner Sanctum. We continue with a strange letter left by Gabriel Hornell.
Cleary watched in silent fascination as the cat screamed and leaped against the wall. Would he notice the new wallpaper in the dim light? Suddenly, the policeman turned to me.
Yes, I guess that noise is only the wind. Strange how like a wailing woman it can sound, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I'll be leaving now. I guess it'll be all right for you to stay here. I'll make a report at headquarters about your wife.
It's very good of you, Cleary.
If she turns up, you let us know?
Yes, I'll let you know.
Good night, Mr. O'Neill.
Good night. He left. I locked the door and came back to the room. The room where my wife was entombed. Was she still alive inside the hollow of that wall? I listened all that night. The wailing rose to a high, insane shriek. And then, towards morning, it began to grow weaker, as though she were losing strength. And it seemed to die. The cat crept away. There was a merciful silence in the house. She was dead. She had to be by now. I sank down onto the sofa into a feverish sleep. Somewhere a bell was tolling, calling the mourners to the grave. Suddenly I sat bolt upright, shaking, trembling. Oh, I'd been dreaming. The front doorbell was ringing. It was night again. How long had I slept? The house was silent. Oh, there was nothing to fear now. I ran to the door, opened it.
Hiya, kiddo.
Dorothy.
Well, are you going to keep me out here in the cold?
No. Come in. I haven't been feeling well, Dorothy.
Is that why you forgot our date tonight?
I must have overslept. What time is it?
10:00.
10? I must have slept clear through the day.
Well, aren't you glad to see me?
Glad? Why, yes, it's a delightful surprise.
Well, that's more like you. Come here, kiddo. You've got the blues, but Dorothy will wipe them away. Give us a kiss. What's that?
Just the wind.
Oh, no, it can't be the wind.
This is a very old house, Dorothy. You sometimes hear strange noises.
Oh, I've never heard anything like that before. It sounds human.
Was she still alive? Even after 24 hours? Suddenly I realized that the doorbell was ringing again. There was a large pair of wooden sliding panel doors between the room that we were in and the vestibule that led to the street.
I wasn't going to take any more chances.
There's someone at the door, Gabe.
Yes. You wait here, Dorothy.
What are you doing?
Closing these doors.
Why?
I'd advise you not to ask too many questions. Evening, Mr. O'Neill.
Officer Cleary. Who are those men with you?
Hey, got something to show you, Mr. O'Neill. You'd better brace yourself. It's not going to be pleasant. All right, bring it in, boys. You can put it over there.
What? What is it?
It's a body. A woman. Just fished out of the river right near here. She can't be dead more than 24 hours.
My wife?
It's hard to say. You see, the body got caught in the propeller of a boat. It's not easy to recognize it. Unless it was examined by someone who knew her very well. Like yourself, of course.
Let me see it.
Take away the burlap. Look, Miss Dunham. I know. It's pretty bad. Is it your wife?
Agnes? Yes. Yes, of course. It's her.
You're sure now?
Yes, I'm sure. Positive.
All right, boys. Take it away. You can stay here, Mr. Arnett. I'll take care of everything down at headquarters. Good night.
Good night, Cleary. Luck, fate, whatever it is that seemed to control men's lives was playing directly into my hands. They'd never investigate now. The nightmare was over. This time I was really free. Suddenly, the panel door opened. Dorothy was standing there, a curious smile on her lips.
I heard everything, kiddo.
You did?
So you were married.
No longer, Dorothy. My wife died. Suicide.
So I heard.
Now everything will be quite all right and we can get married in a few weeks. We'll have money, lots of money.
She left you plenty, eh?
She was very wealthy.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Nothing? I see what happens to your face when you hear that wail. Did you kill her?
What are you talking about?
Did you murder her?
You heard what he said. She was found in the river.
You can fool a dumb copper, but you can't fool Dorothy. That wail. It's queer. Awfully queer. Look at what that cat's doing, will you? Jumping up on that wall like it's gone crazy. Yes, there's something about that wall. That's what the cat's trying to tell me. Something about the wall.
You better stay away from there, Dorothy.
I'm going to find out something.
Yeah, put that bookend down.
Not till I'm done with it, kiddo.
What are you doing there?
I'm going to break through that wall.
You crazy fool, stop it.
No!
Here, give me that thing.
You're too late, Gabe. I've broken a hole through and I'm going to look.
Now you've seen.
Yes. Is it the hand? The hand of a woman. Her. Your wife.
Yes, Dorothy.
You murdered her.
Yes.
Well, ain't you the kid?
What are you going to do about it?
What do you think? I want money. Lots of... That rope.
Yes. This rope. It leaves no telltale traces.
Oh, no, kid. Didn't you get it? It was all a joke. No, don't come any closer.
Don't scream, Dorothy. It won't do you any good.
Gabe, listen to me. I don't want a cent. Not one penny. I love you. I love you, I tell you. I'll keep your secret. I'll do anything you want. Anything. There's that rope. Take it away from my neck. Don't, Gabe, in the name of heaven. Don't break.
She was dead. I took her body. Put it in an old trunk in the storeroom of the cellar. I had to think of some plan, some way to get rid of those bodies. In my confusion, there was only one thing that I was certain of. I must never leave the house, not even for a minute. I never did. At nights, I would sit there, listening. Then it would come, the wail in the wall. I knew that after a week, she couldn't be alive. What made the whale? Plans?
I thought of 1,000 plans, but all of them would mean that I had to leave the house, and if I left, someone would hear the wail and find out, just as Dorothy did. Fire. Yes, fire. That would do it. The idea danced like a flame in my mind. But no, no. They discovered charred bones of the skeletons among the wreckage. No, it wouldn't be worth it. The only way I could be safe was to stay there in the house. I stayed. I, who had risked everything for freedom. One day, the doorbell tinkled. I opened it.
Mr. Harnell?
Yes?
I'm Mr. Crawford from the bank. May I come in?
Just in here, in the vestibule.
We've written to you 12 times, but you've never replied.
What do you want?
Well, Mr. Harnell, you may not realize it, but you've overdrawn your account. The money your wife left is gone.
Gone? So short a time?
So short? Why, she died 40 years ago.
40? It seems only yesterday.
We've been investigating. Even the grocer who used to supply your food no longer will extend you credit.
Well, what do you want with me? I'm not starving.
If you'd see your face, you'd realize that you are, Mr. Harnell. Now, if you'll only be reasonable, we can see to it that you get $250,000.
A quarter of a million? How?
By selling this house. It's become very valuable.
No. You get out of here. Get out.
But Mr. Harnell...
Get out!
Very well.
He was right. I was starving. That night, when I heard the wailing begin again, I came to a decision. I had spent 40 years in the house. More punishment than criminals receive who've committed even worse crimes than mine. I'd take a chance. I opened the wall I'd sealed up 40 years ago. She was still there. But the wailing continued. Why? Why? I looked into the tomb I made for, and then I saw it. I saw this thing that had ruined my life. It was a tiny hole in the outside wall that I'd made when I first broke it open. The wind rushed through and made that horrible wail. What was the use? I took a match out of my pocket. I set its flame to the curtains. In a moment, the place would be an inferno. But I decided to stay. I wanted to perish with the house. In death, at least I'd be free. But even then, freedom was denied me. They rescued me. Brought me to this hospital. I had the nurse make inquiries from the police. She told me.
No, there was nothing unusual found among the ashes. Everything was burned to a fine powder.
If I had only set fire to the house 40 years ago. But no matter. The window is open. And it's 18 stories to the ground. I will soon be free.
Meow! Everybody's dead but the cat. And we overlooked him because we couldn't find him. Of course, I'm sorry that wall made such an unpleasant noise, such a tuneless wailing. We tried to teach it to whistle the new Lipton tea jingle, but we didn't have time, eh, Mary?
Now, you just stop teasing me, because I'm not going to talk about the Lipton jingle now. No, and I'm not going to talk about Lipton tea either. Instead, the Lipton people want me to remind you folks about something important. I mean the Victory Loan Drive. You know, friends, we've been buying bonds for many years now. But this drive is in some ways the most important. Because if a job is worth doing, then it's worth finishing. The bonds you buy now won't buy weapons. No, this time the money will help bring our boys home. It will also help take care of our wounded soldiers, provide them with the finest medical care in the world. And friends, we can certainly do no less. And the victory bonds you buy now will help launch our veterans into a safe and secure post-war world, the kind of world they've been fighting for. Yes, you're helping others and yourself, too, every time you buy a victory bond. So buy all you can, won't you?
All right, friends. Until we meet at some haunted house, here's a parting thought. Don't seal your wife in a wall. That won't keep her quiet. Oh, by the way, this month's Inner Sanctum mystery novel is Devil in the Bush by Matthew Head. Yes, and next week's Inner Sanctum story, directed by Hyman Brown and brought to you by Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup. Next week's story is about a man who gets hunches. His hunches are about death. He's sure he's going to be killed. Not by poison or fire or strangling. Nothing simple like that. No, our character has a nice, interesting death waiting for him. Oh, if you'd like to be in at the death, drop in next Tuesday. And now it's time to close the squeaking door, so good night. Pleasant dreams.
And that's Inner Sanctum, The Wailing Wall, starring Boris Karloff. That's from 1945, and no, you weren't going buggy. That was a little crosstalk on the master tape there, a little sound in the background. It wasn't a drift from another station or anything like that. Sorry about that, but those are the things we have to contend with sometimes to get you a good show like that, and that was a good one. Boy, our man in the control room, Bob Abella, his hair is standing straight up on end today. good mystery. We've got more of that. Lots of good things coming up on WLTD. You just don't want to stick around or move around from the 1590 spot on your dial. Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet, 6.5 minutes before 10. Cushman's of Winnetka invites you to try the comfort of Free Flex by Freeman. Footwear designed to set you free. Free to feel great all over. Free Flex shoes by Freeman from Cushman's of Winnetka are comfort engineered to be soft and flexible. The exclusive shock absorber sole makes even the hardest walking a soft touch. Visit Cushman's, 810 Elm Street in Winnetka. See the handsome ties, slip-ons, and boots in rich leather colors and spring white. Let Free Flex set you free. Cushman's at 810 Elm in Winnetka.
Eden's Plaza Shopping Center, where Eden's Expressway, Skokie Boulevard, and Lake Avenue meet at Wilmette. Eden's Plaza Shopping Center, where convenience is important, and so are you. Eden's Plaza Shopping Center. Easy to reach, easy to park, easy to shop.
Andrews Edwards Music waiting to serve you at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette. Well, we've had kind of a good morning with you all morning long. Since 7 o'clock, we've been listening and sharing some sounds from radio. And we were talking, because today is Arbor Day, we were talking about trees. And actually, rather than discussing trees, we were talking about, we'd asked a lot of folks, anybody who wanted to call in and give us the title of a tree song or something like that. We had millions of them, really. Not exactly millions, but we sure had a lot of calls coming in, all kinds of things. You know, things like Tree Little Fishies and Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree and A Tree in the Meadow and all kinds of stuff like that. Well, we're about out of time, but we do have time for a tree song right now.
I'd like to sing for you a very beautiful song from the Broadway show Paint Your Wagon. The song is entitled, I Talk to the Trees.
Trees, and they never listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't talked.
Just wait a minute. Could I just
What are you doing?
I just wanted.
I'm supposed to be singing my song. Did I butt in on your solo? I let you play that thing, whatever it was. I didn't bug you, did I?
Boss, boss, I'm trying to sing a song, and I'd appreciate it if you cooperate. Will you please play the guitar?
I want to sing.
I know I'm not what you spake. What's the matter with you, anyway? I want to know what is a song.
A song is a love song, Tommy. This young man is in love with a young lady. He's afraid to tell her how he feels about her. How his emotions are so strong, and he's so shy. And he goes out in the country. And he talks to the trees and to the stars and to the breeze, and he tells them how he feels.
Sounds like some kind of nut.
Go around
talking to the trees.
Hi there, tree. I know this girl, I like her. So I tell you about a tree. Been talking to the stars, too.
A guy like that would talk to a fire hydrant.
Hi there, fire hydrant. Just been talking to the tree. Have a lot in common, don't you?
Boy, you sure sing about dingy people. Hi there, stage. Hi, stage. Used to be a tree, didn't you? Remember when I used to talk?
All right, shut up. Just keep your mouth shut for a minute, will you, please? You've got no feeling whatsoever. You have no depth. No, nothing. You're just a shallow, callow person with no perception of anything beautiful and wonderful. You're a nothing. You're no more than a stupid idiot. That's all you are. And if you don't like my songs, then I just won't sing them. You just do what you want to do.
Curb your tongue, Knave.
If you have no feeling towards things like that, Tommy, then go ahead, do your stuff. See what I do to you. I could tell a lot of secrets about you.
I didn't...
I know a lot of things that happened. You know, being brothers, I know what you did when you were growing up. You're a young boy.
Boys did it. Didn't stunt my growth either.
Well, the old clock up on the studio wall says it's time to go for now, but we'll be back again Monday, same time, same station, with more sounds of entertainment in the hall closet. Monday morning, Jack Benny, Break the Bank, and One Foot in Heaven, starring George Brent at the Hallmark Playhouse. Want to remind you to tune in tomorrow morning at 10 for Radio for Kids. We'll have Smilin' and McConnell and the Buster Brown Gang, plus Chapter 4 of Buck Rogers. Then at 1 o'clock, it's Those Were the Days. We'll have our third anniversary program coming up, and we'll have, some really good, interesting sounds for you, some fun, some trivia, some questions, and lots of memories. So we'll want to invite you to join us at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Then Sunday afternoon, we'll be along with Those Were the Sundays with the Charlie McCarthy Show at 5:30. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening. Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned to WLTD all day long for news, weather, information. Good listening, good music. Good morning.
WLTD Evanston, 1590 on your radio dial. It's 10 a.m. And good morning, I'm Bob Abella with the news on the hour. Volunteers and Illinois National Guardsmen still are sandbagging levees along the Mississippi and its tributaries. Governor Walker has ordered out 50 more guardsmen to help the sandbagging efforts. He issued the order yesterday, shortly after President Nixon declared the state a major flood disaster area. Also, about a dozen black persons walked out of an accountability session held last evening by Governor Walker. A black leader in East St. Louis said that blacks are dissatisfied with the Walker administration performance, and they feel that the governor is ignoring them. A federal grand jury in Chicago has indicted 3 public officials and 8 contractors on charges of bribery, income tax evasion, and making false statements to a federal agency. U.S. Attorney James Thompson announced the indictments yesterday, saying they represent not only officials who took the payoffs, but persons who put up the money. One of those charged is 53-year-old Walter Holland, a construction inspector in the Chicago office of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. A Cook County Building and Zoning Inspector, 59-year-old John Vallow, and a private contractor and Kane County Commissioner, 34-year-old Larry Sleeth, also were indicted. Most of the bribes involve money paid to officials to overlook poor construction work and to ensure favors. A strike by electrical workers at a key ground station at Cape Kennedy failed to disrupt pre-launch tests of the Skylab space station and its ferry ship. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers struck the Bendix Corporation, which operates the tracking station under contract to NASA. Bendix supervisory personnel took over operation of the station, so the launch pad testing could continue last night. The strike against Bendix involves pay. The tracking station is one of three in the United States that is equipped to receive television broadcasts from the Skylab, which will orbit the Earth for 8 months. Skylab is due for launch May the 14th, with the three astronauts who will man it for 28 days due to rocket into space 1 day later. The British Army says a gunman shot and killed a soldier in the Roman Catholic district of Belfast today. The latest shooting coincided with a statement by Irish Republican Army militants assailing Pope Paul for calling for peace for Northern Ireland. Army sources said two shots were fired and the soldier, a member of a patrol, fell dead. His death brought to 778 the number of persons killed in almost 4 years of violence among Catholics, Protestants, and security forces. It was the first killing since the death 8 days ago of a 13-year-old boy, Anthony McDowell, in Belfast. Lee Trevino is suffering from painful, strained muscles of the chest and the neck and will miss the rest of the Brian Nelson Classic as well as the next two stops on the tour in Texas. Trevino, obviously in misery while shooting a back 945 yesterday, was taken to the emergency room of St. Paul's Hospital after a round of 79. Doctors told him the only way the trouble will clear up is for him to stay away from golf for several weeks. Trevino's tour manager, Albert Salinas, says Lee was reluctant to agree to this, but the doctor told him that unless he had complete layoff, this could become a permanent thing. Salinas said Trevino had been bothered by the pains in last week's Tournament of Champions when he finished one stroke behind winner Jack Nicklaus. WLTD News Time is 10:03.
The words income tax are a bad. The words tax refund are a good. Let's hope you have the good with the bad and have a tax refund coming this year. Well, if you do, we have a suggestion. Don't blow it. Enjoy it for years to come. And Polk Brothers has the goods to help you, like air conditioners. As inevitable as Big Brother's taxes are the weatherman's hot, sticky days of summer. But with an Amana, Carrier, Admiral, Chrysler, Fetters, Frigidaire, General Electric, Hot Point, Westinghouse, or Whirlpool room air conditioner bringing you cool, dehumidified comfort, summer can be a pleasure. That tax refund will go farther, too, because Polk Brothers purchases train loads a year at tremendous savings and passes those savings along to you with super low Polk prices, Polk-sized trade-in allowances, especially now in celebration of our new Polk store in Glen Ellen. So when the mailman arrives with your tax refund, think Polk Brothers and comfort. Nightly till 10, Sunday till 6.
Partly cloudy and cooler today. The highs will be around 50 degrees. Fair and colder, with frost likely away from the lake this evening and the lows in the lower 30s. Saturday, fair skies, not much change in temperature, with the highs back up around 50, and the winds this afternoon will be out of the north by 15 to 25 miles an hour and diminishing later on this evening, 8 to 12. The probability of rain, 5% throughout the day and the evening, and then once again on Saturday, with the lakefront temperature standing at 46 degrees, O'Hare 51, and Midway officially 49. The humidity is 39%. Winds at present are out of the north by 18 miles an hour. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
10 minutes. 10 short, lonely minutes. That's all it takes for a young child to suffocate inside an unused or abandoned refrigerator or freezer. Guard against this tragedy. If you have an unused refrigerator or freezer stored where children play...